Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from Munich. We are in Munich. Is that correct? Is it Munchen? What do you call it? Munchen, is that? Yes. We call it Munich. Those of us in England call it Munich. We are in Germany on this very day, the 23rd of December in the year of our Lord, 2013. We have our people here with us, all of them. They are all here. The Biafran people are here, and we welcome them. We say, as always, we say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening, and we say good night to everybody, wherever you are around the world. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We are in a place where we are meeting our people. We know they work very hard in this country. We know how dedicated they are to their duty, so we are still expecting some of them to finish from work and be able to come here to join us. Our coordinator for Germany is here with me, and so also our Biafrans and friends of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you once again. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co or peopleofbiafra.org or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, even if you download Radio Biafra app, you shall and will receive Radio Biafra. We are listened to across the entire 24 time zones of the world, in whichever continent you're in, regardless of the country, the city, the town, the area, the zone, the village, whichever household you're in. As long as you have an internet-enabled device, as long as you have internet accessibility, you must and should receive Radio Biafra. Therefore, welcome you once again. We ask you to tell your friends, as always. We ask people to always send the message of Biafra to their friends and family. Propagate our message that the world may know. Radio Biafra is unique. This is our mobile unit. Our main studio is in London. And we must continue to do this work. The reason why we exist is to get Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. The reason why some of us we are born is because of Biafra. And Biafra is going to come. Because the alternative of Biafra not coming is not worth contemplating. That is why we have to take our duty, we have to take our jobs very, very seriously, in as much as the restoration effort is concerned. Once again, we welcome you wherever you are. I am honored, I'm humbled and delighted to say that Barrister Mamizu has joined me all the way from London. He will present this program with me, and so also with our people here, with our coordinator as well. We thank each and every one of you. But the incorruptibility of this very radio station remains outstanding. We must not contemplate being with fear before our enemies. We are fearless before our enemies. We get things done because we are not afraid of anybody at all, regardless of who you are. The only person we can be afraid of is God himself. That is why we will not retreat. That is the same reason why we are not going to surrender. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. We are not going to go on exile. We are not going to dine with our enemies. We are not going to join any political party in the zoo. We are not going to confer with corrupt politicians. We will not do anything that will bring shame, dishonor, and disrepute to this struggle. We won't allow it. Because, as I always say, my obligation to the dead, 3.5 million, far outweighs that which I owe to the living. And for that reason, and that reason alone, Biafra must come, or we burn Nigeria down. We are commencing our move next year, very early next year. The headquarters of this very movement will be moved back home, very close to home, to commence our assault on all the structures of iniquity, of death, of deprivation, of every manner of degradation, all the evil they have done against our people. We are going to prevail. And with the help of those of you in Germany, we must overcome these people. And the kingdom of heaven must be restored on this earth. And that place is called Biafra. Barrister Mamizu is with me. Barrister, please, I would ask you to also join me in welcoming the wonderful people of Biafra in every part of the world. Please, you may proceed.
Thank you, Director. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, all Biafrans, those holding Director, so that he can broadcast from Munich in Germany. We are grateful. We are also grateful for our people all over the world who are making financial contributions, moral contributions. Even those are also giving us computers, screen, video, and comrades, we are all brave, because this struggle is not for one man and it's not for one group. It's for all of us, and we have to ensure that everybody is inclusive. So, all of you, wherever you are, make sure that your efforts will count. Make sure that you are represented at one point or the other. For Biafra is our destiny, and all of us will work this together. Good evening.
Good evening, Barrister Mamezu. We shall now go around this room, starting with our coordinator, for them to tell us who they are, where they come from in Biafra land, and what propelled them, what moved them to identify with this very movement, because this is like no other. This is not like anything you have ever seen before. This is different. We are Biafrans, and we must make our presence felt in and all around the world. Please, go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans.
You need to turn on the microphone. Is it off? Push it up. Yeah, go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. Good morning and good afternoon, wherever you are. I am Fred Onyale from Gbee in Olu province of Biafran land. I welcome you today in this broadcast in Munich, Germany. Biafra is our hope. Biafra is our destiny. Biafra is what we believe in. And as you listen today, I want you to tell your friends, tell your relations that the Radio Biafra is on, that we have come bringing this message to the people in Germany and in Munich, particularly. We are calling on everyone to get tuned and hear what is happening today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Please, yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. Good afternoon and good morning, wherever you are. Speaking is Longinus Amade. I come from Ibeku, Okwato, in Abombise local government area of Imo State in Biafra land. By God's grace, I happen to be the secretary of the Biafrans in Germany, and I'm proud doing this job. We are most proud today that the director of Radio Biafra, the freedom fighter for the indigenous people of Biafra, is here with us live, broadcasting from Munich. We beckon on everyone to listen very attentively, to make your calls when it's time. We want people to contribute immensely, positively, to the realization and actualization of Biafra. Biafra is our home. Biafra is our land. We need not to be in exile. We need not to serve the white people. We did not come to Germany in this cold weather. Man, it's difficult. But what can we do? Because our land has been bastardized by the wicked ones. What belongs to us, what God has used to bless our land, our mineral resources, has been kind of, we have nothing again left. The evil ones are the ones ruling in the zoo. But Biafra is there to change the game. I beckon on everyone, if you are a freedom fighter, this is the time to rear up your head. Come and make a difference. Help your brothers and sisters back home. Come, contribute financially or in person. We need people. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very much. Please, can you hand over to our people here, one after the other, please, if you may.
Hello. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sunday Igwe. I come from Amegu Gwamechok Nano in Enugu State, Biafran land. Yeah, as everybody, my brother here have spoken. I'm a die-hard Biafran. And it's better I die being a Biafran than die to be any other part of country. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to hear that. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, beautiful Biafrans. Wherever you are, my name is Ike Chukwu. I come from Mbiri, Mbitolu, in Biafra land. I welcome you all wherever you are. I say good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good night, good morning, depending wherever you are. We call upon you all wherever you are to tune into your mobile, smartphone, whatever you use to listen to Radio Biafra, because this is our weapon to capture the enemy. We don't have much things to say, but as we gather here this evening, we welcome you all wherever you are. As you're listening to Radio Biafra this evening, we call upon you to make your contribution, whatever it is. If you call upon Radio Biafra, please, we say you should turn off the volume of your system so that it doesn't interfere with the broadcast. I welcome you all and I say thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, well spoken. Thank you very much. Yes. Go ahead.
Hello, my fellow beloved Biafras. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. The person speaking to you right now is Prince Uche Obidegu, coming from Mbaku, Oka North, Anambra State. So I am telling you people, don't withdraw, because Biafra is our land. We have to cultivate what we have already been fighting for. Some people that are saying Biafra, that is, we are one Nigeria, and the other people, they are intimidating us from our thing. That I am advising, anywhere you are, as you are hearing me right now, stand up and join hands so that we can fight and gain our land back. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello, fellow Biafrans all over the world. This is Chukwu Ndonyeka. It is my great pleasure once again to speak with you all the way from Bayern Munich. I am very grateful so far, so good for the effort so far all of you have been contributed or have put in towards the actualization of our dream, our great land, the land of opportunity. I must pretty all of you to keep on your effort, to continue, never give up. Makana milianelu ubua. Milianelu ubua. Oyezo, nukuife yeme. I thank you all, and I pray God to continue to give you the courage to continue on your effort. Thank you very much, and may God bless you all.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Do we have other people that may want to speak or introduce themselves? Are they our guests here, friends of Biafra, or married to Biafrans? Are they in a position to say anything? Who did they come with? Are they part of us? Can they introduce themselves? At least give us their names. That will help us. Please give them a microphone to say who they are. Please, if you may. If they are not shy, that is. Can you give them a microphone? Are they comfortable to... They are not comfortable. Please, yes, we may proceed. We have to proceed. Now, this is Radio Biafra once again. You are listening. We have one person left, is it? Please, go ahead. Good, my dear brother, go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, my fellow Biafrans, home and in diaspora. I must first of all congratulate our able chair, the Freedom Fighter, who has been running this program. As we can see, the lion has been touched by the tail, and the lion must wake. So this is not the time to lag behind. This is not the time for much talking. This is the time for action. Action, they say, speaks louder than words. I believe in one of Shakespeare's saying, which goes by, if you want to achieve peace, you must prepare for war. Without war, there is no peace. So, since men of this world, like Eneke the Bird said, have learned how to fly without, have learned how to shoot without missing, we will learn how to fly without perching. It is very, very painful. It is very, very painful what is happening in our land. Very, very painful. I am suggesting to you, my people of Biafra, wherever you are, please come out. Let us take this fight. Let us do it once and for all. Let us, whatever it takes, once and for all, because it is worth doing. If you cannot do it now, when will we? We have lived for 100 years, and still, what do we get? Nothing. We have to come out. We have to come out. This is not the time to invest this, and this is time to come home. We have options. We can decide to come home. All of us, we plan ahead. And then all Nigerians all over the world, I'm beckoning on you. Let us have a program. Put a day of demonstration all over the world. That day we will raise our voice. The day we will raise our voice to all the injustice being put on us. The day we raise our voice to the world to tell them, listen, enough is enough. We had enough. Let us come together, put our heads together. Let us fight this common fight. And I believe we will win because we have what we have. Is what belongs to us, and what belongs to us has been given to us rightly by God, and we will not slip away to watch our enemies, to watch infidels trample on us, enslave us in our own land. I mean, it is painful. For how long shall we bear this, my people? Let us come. Let us rise. Let us be bold. Let us be fearless. Man doesn't die twice. It takes one time. It's now or never. We have to take Biafra up. We have to take it up. And this is the time. And the time has come. Please, I call on you. I beckon on you. All over the world. Everywhere you are. Please, arise. Let us take up Biafra. Now or never. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just turn the volume down a little bit low, that low on that. You see the knob, just turn it down a bit. Just lower it just a little bit. Just lower it just a bit. That's all. You see the knob, just lower it. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet, once again, you have listened to the voice of Biafrans here in Munich yesterday and day before last. You are listening to those of them in Frankfurt as well. We welcome you wherever you are once again. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. It's only 9 days left to the end of the zoo. Only 9 days for Nigeria to expire officially. We must make sure, if we are serious about this very struggle, if we are serious about what we are pursuing, we must make sure that indeed Nigeria does come to an end in 9 days' time. Not by going out and doing anything stupid or very silly, but by going out and making sure that we mobilize as much of our people as possible, that the message of Biafra must be sent to all the ends of the earth, that people must understand the need, that they must understand the urgency, and that Biafra must come. With your help, Biafra is going to come. With Germany now rising up, and hopefully United States as well, we know we are getting very close to our mark. Once again, we welcome you. I'm joined by Barrister Mambus. As I said previously, he's with me. You heard his voice earlier. He's going to be with me for the duration of this very program. We must proceed to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary upon which we are going to base our discussions this very evening, and also to look at the very distressing and very thorny issues which has just come to my attention. Why? Things are the way they are where we come from. We must tackle them head on. We must make sure we confront every difficult issue, not navigate around it, not do anything to sidestep it, but to confront it head on, deal with it, and make it relevant for our people to be able to understand. Because the new Biafra we are building can never be like Nigeria. The new Biafra we are building is very, very different. and it has to be different from the zoo, or else why did we even bother coming out in the first place? This is Radio Biafra, we welcome you once again. The time here now, I presume, is 20 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening here in Munich in Germany. It is 20 minutes past 6 p.m. in London, and 20 minutes past 7 p.m. also in Biafra land. And by way of headlines, we are bringing to your knowledge and to your attention on this very day that I have no skeleton in my cupboard, says Roger Sokoroacha, despite abundant proof of his evil deeds and efforts to Islamize us. APC's visit to Obasanjo, the Yoruba writer Soyinka, predicts it as the end of Nigeria and has likened it to a shipwreck. So when we say the zoo is coming to an end, even Yorubas can see it as well. And it's our duty to make sure that Biafra emerges from it and not consumed as a consequence of what is about to happen. Ekiti State PDP has asked Jonathan to act on Obasanjo's letter rather than vilifying him. And Jonathan's official reply to Obasanjo's 18-page letter, the president has responded to him. We are going to go into this letter today. Boko Haram, David Mack, is now recounting enormous financial losses, saying enough is enough because they know the zoo is about to end and you have the moral right to get Biafra. Not just because of what UN said, but because of what Boko Haram is doing. You have the right to get Biafra. Even David Mack has seen it. Everyone has seen the handwriting on the wall. That is why we must redouble all our efforts to make sure that Biafra comes as quickly as possible. We are still looking at the issue of oil spillage in Ikama community in Bayelsa State and the impact it's having on the lives of the people over there. We also are reporting this very day that Nigerian Navy, a country without a warship, without any ship at all, is now telling us that they have met every of their objective from land. This is Navy that is meant to be in the sea. They met the objective in Abuja. Almost 600 miles away from the nearest body of water. We shall be looking into it today and asking them if they have any relevance at all in the zoo or in the fight, in the supposed fight against Boko Haram. And now we are going to bring you the news in detail, if our systems can allow us. I don't know why they have frozen, but we are hopeful that they're going to come up again once again, because we must make sure that each and everything we are doing is going very well, especially our transmission to the world, which appears to be in perfectly very good shape. By way of detail this evening and summary of our news, Imo State Governor Owole Rochaso, is not Owole anything, he is Rochas Okorocha, was in one of his best elements at the weekend when he bared his mind to media executive during a supposed breakfast session held in Government House in Owerri. In an interactive session with members of the Independent Newspapers Publishers Association, INPA, Okorocha made startling revelations about his administration that has crossed midway of the 4 years the Imo State governor has left. He disclosed that, contrary to insinuations and negative publicity from newsmen, he is determined, he's talking about us, he is determined to take his state to greater heights, adding that his government is open for accessibility since he has nothing to hide. According to Okorocha, there is nothing to hide in my administration. I run an open government, as you can see. That place you people saw is where my office is located. I take decisions there in the open. I have no skeleton in my cupboard, and there is nothing to hide. According to Okorocha, we shall dissect what he's saying and give him examples that he has something to hide. Somebody's coughing, does he need water? Give him something to drink, please. Give him something to drink. If he needs water, give it to him to drink, please. It's important. Nobel laureate, Professor Owole Soyinka, yesterday faulted the visit of All Progressives Congress APC leaders to former President Olusegun Obasanjo last Saturday, warning that Nigeria was heading for a shipwreck with such political romance in his statement, titled Shipwreck Ahead.
Professor Soyinka cautioned that Nigeria would need rescue operations if the APC intends to cut Obasanjo to serve as a navigator for the ship of the state. According to Soyinka's short statement, an APC-led, we understand, has been paying courtesy visits to former head of state. Would it be correct to state that their purpose is captured in the following mission statement? Tinubu added that the APC have resolved to rescue Nigeria, appealing to Obasanjo to lead the mission. We are resolved and determined to rescue Nigeria. We want you as our navigator, he said. Soyinka then added, if this attribution is correct, may I urge you as an urgent public service to advise families to begin the stockpiling of live barrels for the guaranteed crash to come. From Wole Soyinka, and our people are still dreaming. A group in Ekiti State People's Democratic Party, PDP, reform group, they call themselves, has advised President Goodluck Jonathan to digest and act on the serious national issues contained in the letter written to him by the former President of Shimon Obasanjo rather than vilifying him. The group, which said that the message was more important than the messenger, faulted critics of the letter, saying they failed to realize that national interest was far more important than personal and parochial interest, in a communique at the end of its meeting in Ado Ekiti. The forum also appealed to PDP leaders, including President Jonathan, to urgently take steps to rekindle the dimming hope of our party. We hope, or we must not allow our party to die or allow an unserious opposition to take over, describing the opposition as angry politicians that have nothing to offer to the country. And for once, I agree with them. His Excellency Chief Olusegun Obasanjo, according to a letter written by Goodluck Jonathan, the President of Nigeria, I wish to formally acknowledge your letter dated December the 2nd, 2013, and other previous correspondence similar to it. You will recall that all the letters were brought to me by hand. Although both of us discussed some of the issues in these letters, I had not before now seen the need for any formal reply, since to me they contained advice from a former president to a serving president. Obviously, you felt differently because in your last letter, you complained about my not acknowledging or replying your previous letters. It is with the greatest possible reluctance that I now write this reply. I am most uneasy about embarking on this unprecedented and unconventional form of open communication between me and a former leader of our country, because I know there are more acceptable and dignified means of doing so. But I feel obliged to reply your letter for a number of reasons. One, you formally requested for a reply, and not sending you one will be interpreted as ignoring a former president. Secondly, Nigerians know the role you have played in my political life, and given the unfortunate tone of your letter, clearly the grapes have gone sour. Therefore, my side of the story also needs to be told. The third reason why I must reply you in writing is that your letter is clearly a threat to national security, and as it may deliberately or inadvertently set the stage for subversion. If Obasanjo is accused or guilty of subversion, can somebody please turn, can you mute the sound? Is that possible? Can it be reduced or mute the sound, or is it not possible at all? Please, because we are in a place, of course, we are transmitting, we're in a town hall meeting in Munich in Germany. So if you hear any noise, please do try and bear with us. And our lines are not open. I don't know why people are still calling us, please. We are telling you our lines are not open. We're going to give you the numbers to call us with when our lines open. We must continue to bring this news. Senate President David Mark yesterday took stock of the enormous resources pumped into fighting insurgency in some states, declaring that enough is enough. He disclosed this during a tour of Benue South Senatorial District at the weekend. In a statement by his chief press secretary, Paul Mumen, Senator Mark also restated his resolve and total commitment to humanity and the nation, even as he bemoaned the unabating socio-political and security challenges facing the country. Senator Mark urged Nigerians to use this festive season to seek the face of the Almighty God to overcome the lingering security challenges. Represented by his wife Helen, the Senate President urged the people to preach love and peaceful coexistence, urging prayers for leaders to be guided by God's wisdom in piloting the affairs of Nigeria. The Nigerian Navy says, people must listen very carefully, Nigerian Navy, based in Abuja. The Nigerian Navy says it has achieved a considerable success in the protection of Nigerian maritime boundary. Does anyone here believe that? Nigerian Navy.
No.
I will repeat what I've just read. The Nigerian Navy says it has achieved a considerable success in the protection of Nigerian maritime boundary. Addressing a gathering in Abuja on Monday, the Chief of Naval Staff Vice Admiral Dele Ezeoba. What a very funny name. Dele Ezeoba. Is that possible? People must tell me who this man is. Dele Ezeoba. Unbelievable. Said that all the targets set by the Navy for 2013 had been achieved. The event was organized to present a new strategic document for the Nigerian Navy, but the Naval Chief used the opportunity to present a scorecard of the achievements of the Nigerian Navy for the year. Some of these achievements, according to the Naval Chief, include, listen people, listen carefully, to lies. It reminds me of the Iraq War and Comical Ali, the man they call Comical Ali. Coming out and talking rubbish. America was at the airport, he's saying that they're beating the enemy. Lies and lies. We must read this so you people will understand what is going on, why we want Biafra. Some of these achievements, according to the Naval Chief, include the reduction in piracy and other criminal activities within Nigerian maritime space. Rescue of hijacked vessels. I don't know when they went to. I can't read lies. This is Radio Biafra. We don't lie. We can't read it. Let's just say that Nigerian Navy, they are lying. This is Radio Biafra. We don't mislead people. We don't tell lies. Everything we tell is absolute truth. Reading this thing is tantamount to us lying. What we are saying is that the Nigerian Navy is a bunch of lying criminals. Has anyone here heard of Nigerian Navy going to rescue any hijacked ship before? Amazing. Anyway, it's unbelievable. Even our World Consultative Forum is against Obasanjo because Obasanjo's letter is the was the touch that lit the paper that is going to blow the zoo apart. The Arewa Consultative Forum, ACF, had reacted to the letter written by former President Olusegun Obasanjo to President Jonathan, and the reply by the President saying that such open altercations should be avoided in favor of confidential correspondence. The organization shared this opinion in view of the personal and political relationships between both men, which have profound effect on the pace of development of the Nigerian project. Nigeria is no longer a country but a project, according to Arewa people. That is the news we are bringing to you today, our headlines and accompanying news summary. Before we go any further, Barrister Mamezu, if you can hear me, I would like you to come in to give us your views and your opinion regarding what we are presenting this very evening. Please, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Director. Thank you for the news once again. Let me take the issue with Arewa trying to disqualify later from Obasanjo to Jonathan. I'll put it in one word. The two of them are the same. They all belong to APC. If you would ever rely on Yorubas or rely on the Hausas, you are making a big mistake. All I will say to Jonathan is to remain fixed. Remain focused. Do not rely on any of these two parties, Yoruba, Hausa. They are all trying to remove you from that seat. And this actually culminates with what Professor Wole Soyinka is telling us. He is of the opinion that the zoo will divide. He recounted that he heard the APC went to a meeting seeing Obasanjo to be their captain in the way to remove Jonathan and to unseat him. And he's advising them, if that is their mission as confirmed, that zoo is heading to a rock. For all I know about this man, he is a very decent man, Wole Soyinka. He is not like every other Yoruba man or woman. He has been calling for division of Nigeria for a very long time. He's somebody who was ousted by Abacha. He was an exile here in London. And as soon as Abacha dies, he went back home. And he never settled with this amalgamation. He's not comfortable with it. He's not happy with it. And from the note he wrote, you understand that he is not even supportive of what APC are doing and heading back to Obasanjo and asking Obasanjo to unseat Goodluck Jonathan. So Goodluck Jonathan has replied a letter to Obasanjo, and if Obasanjo is a clever man, he will know that that letter is not in his favor. He has already been charged for treason, even in that letter. But he should remain focused. That is our advice as always. Do not trust whatever Arewa is saying, because they speak one thing and they do another. Both Arewa and the Yorubas, Fulani Boko Haram, are against you and they want to unseat you. No matter what you do, remain focused until you declare Biafra and know what you do with yourself. Don't remove your eyes off the balls, because these guys are after you. Whichever way you look at it, don't listen to any romantic words they will tell you. It amounts to your removal. As simple as that. David Mack, all of a sudden, remembers that enough is enough. When did Boko Haram start? How much have they spent even in supporting Boko Haram? And now he's complaining about how much has been lost and enough is enough. Because Goodluck Jonathan is on seat. Everybody is speaking in different languages, in different ways. Who is spending this money? Who is supporting Boko Haram? Everybody will talk as if they're innocent of what has been happening in that zoo. Because the zoo is coming to an end, everybody is running helter-skelter, trying to bring about something that doesn't exist. This is what has lasted for almost... Director, earlier you says 9 days. No, it's 8 days, 31st. From today is 8 days, not 9 days, because when you add another day, I get upset. It's only 8 days left. Today is 23rd. From today to 31st, 8 days only, unless you are in a time zone where one day has been minus. Then I can agree with that. But if it's in Munich, we are on the same latitude with them. So the zoo is coming to an end. Nobody should add extra. In fact, if you subtract, then I'll be happier. But don't add any more. That is what I see, what is happening today. And Director, we cannot rest. Because while they speak and write, the Navy, in fact, originally I didn't want to say anything. Let the Navy and the Nigerian Army do whatever pleases them. It's not our business. The more they mess up with their system over there, the happier we will be. Why should we talk about how to give them advice or how to put them into a straitjacket? They should remain the way they are. If they have completed their service for the year, that is fine. Good luck should give them a pass mark. Let it be as it is. We are not here to tell them how they will navigate, and including those who are trying to, or Obasanjo to navigate for them. They will all be powerless very soon. We will advise them. Either we have a very nice transition into Biafra land, and if there is any agitation, of course, one of those guys there, I believe, is from Ikeduru. He says he's from Mbiri. He quoted what...
Is it Dele? Ezoba?
No. One of you there, those who are hosting you, Director.
Okay, Ikeduru. Who comes from Ikeduru? Yes.
He's from Mbiri. Director, look, I'm a good listener, you know.
Of course you are.
That's
why you're embarrassed and I'm not. Please.
He quoted what Julius Caesar says. If you are trying to look for peace, prepare for war. And that is the bottom line. I endorsed that particular statement. and is a statement of fact. I don't think I could say any more. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please, Barrister, before you go, what do you make of Jonathan's letter that Jonathan wrote? Personally, I am disappointed with the quality of grammar. Of course, we are not English people. The grammar is not compelling enough. I don't know who his advisors are, but it wasn't moving. It wasn't as devastating, it wasn't as damaging as we had expected it to be. It wasn't as acidic as we said it to be, but he said some things which may have escaped certain people. This is from Jonathan to Obasanjo. You have been, let us make this very, very clear. It is only proper, this is according to Jonathan, for such publications to include my comments on the issues raised in your letter. You are very unique in terms of the governance of this country. You were a military head of state for 3 years and 8 months and an elected president for 8 years. That means you have been the head of government of Nigeria for about 12 years. Can anybody remember what Obasanjo did in 12 years in that country? For 12 good years and counting. He has done nothing for the country. We must continue. The eighth reason is that your letter appears or was designed to incite Nigerians, listen very carefully, Barrister Mamezu, from other geopolitical zones, to incite people from other areas against Jonathan, and also calculated to promote ethnic disharmony. These are the people that claim they want one Nigeria, but they are killing us, inciting people to kill us. They have always killed us any time somebody from Biafra land has come very close to power. When Azikiwe was there, they killed us. When Ironsi went there, they even killed Ironsi himself. And now this. If we decide to stay in that country called Nigeria, that zoo called Nigeria, if we fail to do everything within our powers to make sure that Biafra is free, then I will personally kneel down and fast and pray to God every day of my life that the Igbo race is destroyed completely. I will pray to God for that. Because the more this nonsense happens, the more I believe we are disgracing ourselves as a people. The more cowardly we become, the more weasel-like we become, the more Yoruba we become, the more evil every manner of devilish afflictions will come upon our people. Please, Barrister.
Director, you see, I just summarized what Jonathan wrote to Obasanjo. Most of his facts are contained in some kind of few paragraphs. One, you have to remember he's loyal to Obasanjo, accepting that without him, without Obasanjo, he wouldn't have been there. So that kind of loyalty has to be established. Whilst he indirectly insults Obasanjo, he didn't make it obvious. If you read deep down, you'll understand, that he has intentionally belittled Obasanjo's own letter. He says his letter amounts to subversion. If you know what that means, Obasanjo could actually be tried for treason. Because what his letter Obasanjo wrote is actually calling for the overthrow of Jonathan. But he did not answer him in that manner. He answered him in a very wise format position. I like what he wrote. Don't forget, he will not write like Director Nnamdi Kanu, because your anger as a Biafran is more furious than that of Goodluck Jonathan, who is the sitting president. So his words has to be measured carefully and not to be insulting Obasanjo, who is his boss, but whilst trying to maintain his own position as the sitting president. Read that letter very well in your own private time. You'll understand that he insulted that man politely without being too obvious. What he wrote is fine by me. But all I advise him is to remain focused. Don't trust Obasanjo, don't trust the Ariwa group or any Fulani Yoruba Boko Haram. All of them. Remain focused, Glo Jordan fan, and make sure that you don't turn away. Remain where you are until you declare what your intentions are, which we are suggesting. Declare Biafra. Leave the rest for us. That's all we've been asking you. If you fail this particular point in time, you may regret a few things and say, how I wish. And I hate how I wish. That's why anything I do it conscientiously. I don't look back. And I tell you, I never have regrets, anything I do. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much for that. That was Barrister Mamezu. And we are in München, or in Munich, as we prefer to call it in England. We are in Munich bringing you live transmission of Radio Biafra to the ends of the earth. Our people are here. Those that believe in Biafra are here. Those not working are here. Those who will do everything to ensure the survival of their race and their people are here with us this very evening. But before I go to them, I shall have these announcements to make. Our lines will be open very shortly. The number to call is +491 52 189 47751. I repeat, +491 52 189 47751. Our Skype line is also open, and at least the coordinators know where to get hold of us. For every other person, it is Radio Biafra. Just add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, and that's it. You can then call us, and we look forward to picking your calls. And I must also thank Onyeachinedui Bezim for letting us know that Dele is of, is Dele a short name? Is it guy name or Dele? Is it a short, is it a guy name or what? He is from Ibuzo in Anioma. How can somebody from Ibuzo be answering Dele? It's a politically motivated name. Have half Yoruba, half. That is serious. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much, Dele. Hey, Dele is Oba. Oh, Wehenaga, Dele is Oba. He is a, is meant to be a Biafran. Can these people support Biafra? Somebody answering Dele. Dele, if you want to speak, ask for the microphone. We'll give it to you so the world can hear your voice. Yes, go, where's the microphone? Anybody that wants to speak, give me a mic, please. Yes. And you speak. Yes. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Director. My name is Ikenna Egonwosu. I'm from Umaka in the Njaba local government area of Biafra. I want to lay some, put some clarifications to the name Dele. And to bring to your information the reasons why such name could exist in the Biafran geopolitical zone. The name Dele comes from the Yoruba parlance Bami Dele. And there is a reason for that. When the Hausa Fulani oligarchy was in control of the armed forces, it was extremely difficult for somebody from the eastern part of Nigeria to enroll into the military through the Defense Academy. They did everything possible to push us out. The only way people from the eastern part of Nigeria could enlist into the Defense Academy was to bring two different names together to confuse the administration. You remember that two, three years before the coming of Ihejirika as Chief of Army Staff, there was a revolution in Ondo State. There were particular military barracks in Ondo State where Hausa people were answering Igbo names.
What?
In other words, they used Igbo names to take Igbo quota. It was immediately Ihejirika took over that such revolution was made. And that informed the reason why Major General Chukwuemeka, this the man from which part of Onitsha? Somewhere at Onitsha, Obosi,
yes,
was made the commandant Nigerian Defense Academy. So, right from the time he took over as a commandant of the Nigerian Defense Academy, the Easterners have now been receiving their quota. But before then, the man in charge, a Hausa man, would you bring Hausa people? They would be answering Igbo names to take quota from Imo State, from Enugu State, from Anambra, and so on and so forth. In consequence, and to get enrolled, some of these Igbo people had to adopt some big names to confuse the administration. You remember Mike Okiro?
Yes.
That is Okoro Mike Okoro. If not that he answered the Okiro, presuming he was from River State, he wouldn't have been the Inspector General of Police at the time he was.
My goodness.
And if he remembered that he is from Ebema, directly in River State.
Ebema, yes, Ebema, yes.
So that informed the reason why he had to adopt that name Okiro instead of Okoro to reach that level. So this informed the reason. So when we see some of these Igbo people having a mixed name, having mixed names, let us not condemn them. It was achieved a purpose. If therefore Dele could now be using Dele and Ezoba, he has used that name to reach that particular lofty heights, which nobody can remove him. And why he is there now, commanding the Nigerian Navy, there is nothing the Hausas can do. And there is nothing the Yorubas can do. We have taken the command. Remember, you can be the green snake under the green grass. All you need is to descend so low. There's a book called titled She Stoops to Conquer. You cannot humble yourself to that level. And once you reach, humble yourself and grab that power, you are in command. Julius Caesar, let me say, Shakespeare in Julius Caesar will say, lowliness is young ambition's ladder, whereby the climber upwards turns his face. And on reaching the topmost degree, he entered the ladder, turns his face, calling the best degree from where he did ascend. Presumed to be nobody. When you get down there, you become in command. This informs the reason why you can see some of the Igbos now answering some mixedness. Bear with them, sympathize with them. To that means we have gotten it, and nobody can take it away from us. Thank you very much, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much for that very insightful historical lesson. But where I get slightly confused is, how about after all these things, they'll reach that lofty height, for instance, and then nothing happens? Well, what do we do? I'm just saying they get to that very lofty height. As we said, they get to a lofty height. Yes, we agree. They get to that lofty height. Then what happens after that? That's what I want to know. What do we do if they fail to live up to the expectation? Go ahead.
Now, if they fail to live up to the expectation, we call them to order. And when we call them to order, there will be the consequences.
What would you expect from him? I want to ask you a direct question. What would you expect from this serving naval officer that say, for instance, in the BC Kano was a naval officer, wasn't he?
What we are telling them right now is this: we are out to achieve Biafra. If they cannot support us, they should never act against us.
Okay.
They better remain silent. Yes. Because if they act against us, when they're battering around, we move, we shall clear every obstacle on the way. And that is obvious.
I like that. That's very clear. Very, very clear and concise. And I welcome it. I welcome you very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, our number is +491-521-894-7751. I repeat, +491 because we're in Germany. Am I correct? +491.
Yeah.
+491-521-894-7751. There are people calling. Let's see who they are. Which line is it again? We have a caller on the phone, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening. I'm calling from Cologne.
From Cologne, yeah, your name, please.
My name is Prince Sonny Drojaku. I'm from Oru West in Imo State.
Please go ahead.
Precisely.
Go ahead. We are listening. The world is listening.
Yeah. The point of what I wish, I'm complete. I'm about to say this hour is continuing about Biafra and the mode and the method we people, especially you guys there, are approaching these issues.
Can you continue saying what? Stop listening to your own voice, please, and tell us what you want to tell us. Go ahead.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say is that I wish that if the articulation of Biafra might even come real as we are proposing it to be so. So I happen to think that it is possible for us to bring all the whole arms together. Why I'm trying to say this is that I overheard you asking one person about the meaning of Dele or whatever.
Yes.
But I wish to remind you that even when Major General Kaduna Nzogu was in the military queue concerning the first queue in Nigeria, you must know that name, Nzogu, Kaduna Nzogu, paved a way for the Easterners to make that queue successful. Now, I wish to also to remind you that name, Dele or whatever name, particularly not being an Igbo name, might even pave a way for us to achieve what we want if in time if it is so difficult for us to move ahead. Now, I heard the first comment by the first person, who is the first speaker, who said that you cannot make peace without fighting war. So I wish to contribute on this, that yes, enough is enough. If you happen to hear what is happening, or if you happen to go to your internet to go through what is happening in Nigeria today, you will really know that Nigeria is not a state where we're supposed to be. The marginalization and the corruption in Nigeria have made it clearly that we are not of Nigeria. We are typical Biafrans. So today I wish to make it open to Radio Biafra that every Biafra here in Cologne, in Germany, in London, and in the US, all of us will bring our heart to support this articulation, to support this move. If we really know that we mean it, that we are going to succeed in it. So please, brothers, I wish, I am commenting from my own heart, and I wish that the whole world is hearing my voice, and I wish that every member of Biafra and the sons and daughters of Biafra are also hearing my voice. Let us not take it as an evil thing. Let us not take it as something that we are hearing. If we hear it later on, it goes away. But I want us, all of us, to make sure that we are doing it. We have it in the back of our heart. And what we are doing, we are moving forward to the war front. We are not going back. Backwardness, forwardness. Please, let us move to the point and get what we want. Thank you very much. This is all I have to contribute.
Thank you very much for calling. We accept the points you have made. They are very salient. We accept them. Does anybody else have anything to say? Because what I find rather astonishing is that somehow I stand to be convinced. What I find really, really astonishing is that somehow somebody can go to Lagos and go to Abuja and live all their lives. They can answer Dele, they can answer Musa, and somehow they still have Biafra in them. I struggle to accept that. But I stand to be convinced. I want to be convinced that somebody can jettison the God-given name to answer Dele or whatever name to achieve a purpose. If at the end of the day they don't use their station, they don't use their office, they don't use their considerable influence and minds to support the agitation which we're involved in, then everything they must have done is useless, essentially. That's what it means. But before I come to you, our coordinator, I must, first of all, go and take this call from London. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you. My name is Ezanya Wokhead. I'm from Orodom, Biafra land. I'm calling from London, UK.
You're calling from London. Why is your line so muffled? Why is it muffled? Your voice is low as well.
Oh, sorry. But can you hear me now?
It's better now. Please go ahead.
Okay, yes. Good evening, everybody. I just want to thank God for the opportunity that He has given us in diaspora to be part of what is going on in Biafra land. The Biafra radio is doing a good job. Please, I want us to have a common focus on our agenda. We have a few more days as Biafrans to declare our status. I am suggesting that all the Biafran land should, on the 34th, paint the whole of Igbo land, the whole of Biafran state, with the Biafran map. Buy your paint, your color, your yellow, your green paint, paint everywhere. Paint the church walls, paint the roads, paint the shops, paint the billboards with the Biafran flag. Let our children paint their exercise boots with the Biafran paint. Everything, let there be Biafran color. We must fly this color on the 34th as we step into the new year. Let this news go round the world. Let every breath, as I'm talking to you, I have made flags for my children on the 34th. We are going to march around London office and tell the people we are liberated. We are the people of God. We are marching out from captivity. We are marching out from we want to have our identity as Christians, as children of God, that God has given us the power, the authority to be the people, His people. So I'm challenging all the Biafrans all over the world to stand, to make sure that we fly this color. My children have been asking me, Daddy, what is this meant for? I said, This is where we have come from. This is our land. This is our power. We have to return back home and return back to safety. Again, I don't really want to bunch people with this issue of name, delay and stuff. What we have to look at now is not the name. We have to look at the mindset of the people who want to carry on this program of the new Biafran thing. It must be with common interest, seriousness, understanding. Let us have one word. No sentiment should be allowed. Coming to what is happening in Nigeria between Obasanjo, APC, and the Jonathan. You understand what happened in 1966. You understand what happened in 1914. You understand what happened in the independence 1960. The whole program is just the liberation program. They want to bring the Biafran people down. They don't want the Biafran people to have their heads up. It is as simple as that. I have not seen an outer man in the UK doing care job. I have not seen an outer man in the UK doing security. I have not seen an outer man in the UK doing recycling. It is just what we do to survive in Europe. The houses come here on scholarship, they live in big mansions, they have suffered. Listen, the time has come. We must carry our children along in this movement. It is not going to be a movement of adults only. Tell your children, get them ready. I bought clothes for my children. They have all Biafra stamps on them. We want to march into Biafra Saturday. Please let everybody join this crusade. With God, we can. With God, we can. This is our time. It is not going to be a dream. It has become a reality. What is happening in Nigeria is the work of God. Boko Haram is the work of God. Yes, it is the only thing that can incite the beast in the people to stand and ask questions, to stand and look for ways to go home, to stand to possess their position. We must only possess this position by force and not by negotiation. So black people must understand that what is happening is an act of God. The people have to go. Our people must march into our world, the Biafran world. It is not negotiable, and it must come to pass. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless the people of Biafra. God bless our children.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Thank you very, very much. Very passionately made. We welcome your views as well. But everything we must do here has to be coordinated, properly planned, timed, and executed. That is why we take our time to do anything that we want to do. We have sent our letters to the government of the Zoological Republic. We have also written to very important governments and agencies all around the world, putting them on notice formally that Biafra is about to come. That we will not tolerate anybody trying to stop us from being free. Any attempt to stop us will be resisted. Because we are also human beings as well. Yes, go ahead.
Director, thank you again. And I want to say, I am Fred Onyale from where in Olu Zone of Biafra. I want to talk about Okorocha, who is now praising himself. Possibly he don't know the reaction of people towards what he's doing. They say that if someone set an exam for himself, he will become number one. He's now number one because of his failures. The same thing goes to the Navy, the Nigerian Navy, who are claiming that they have done this, they have done that. They're supposed to ask Nigerians, what have you seen that we have done? Or is somebody, the Nigerians, supposed to praise them for what they have done? But now they are praising themselves. That is to show that all about Nigeria is lying and deceit. What are we talking again? David Mark is now crying because in recent time there are no more so many Biafrans to kill in the north, and the Boko Haram have diverted their attention to kill people from the middle belt. We hear every day by day they will strike a community by 3 a.m. and kill all of them. Now it is affecting him and he is crying. But that is not the solution. The solution is that Biafra must go. The solution is that we must be on our own. I want to say that the coming of Biafra is indisputable. Nobody can stop it. No matter what Nigerians do, no matter the decision or whatever the northern oligarchy can do, no matter the plans of the Yorubas, they cannot stop the coming of Biafra. They have stopped it before, not them, but the British, the Russia, the Egyptians stopped Biafra. Because I know that if the war had been between Biafra alone and Nigeria, I hope it will not last up to 6 months and there will be no Nigeria again. Because we know what we are. And even themselves, they are afraid of Biafra. And that's why when they hear the name of Biafra, they will decide to run. Now, talking about the letter of President Jonathan to Obasanjo, I'm seeing it as a boy writing to his father. He manifested some sense of humility in his letter, even though he put behind what he have in his heart against the president, the Obasanjo of a man. It is clear that Jonathan's presidency was made possible by Obasanjo. The same Obasanjo have turned back to fight against Jonathan. That is to show the Yoruba man how they behave and how they live. But they cannot stop. No matter what they plan, no matter what they do, they will fail. 2013-2014 is not 1967, is not 1968, is not 1969. This time is a different moment. So I'm calling on all Biafrans. There is nothing more to hide. It is out, and you must be out wherever you are. It is time to show that you are a Biafran. And you must come out to support. You must come out to save your father's land. You must come out so that we claim what belongs to us. Director, I'm very grateful for your effort, because it is not easy. And I thank all Biafrans in Germany who have been making effort to see that your trip in Germany becomes more than successful. We are working so much. And we thank God for making everything so comfortable for us. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. You've spoken well and you've led them well. You will continue to lead them well here in Germany. This is Radio Biafra. Germany is rising up. I'm impressed with the quality of people that we have in this country. And very soon, I hope they will become like Malaysia. The same way we speak of Malaysia, so shall we speak of Germany as well. Let's go to the line to take this call. We have a caller on the line. You will give us your name and where you are, because we are Radio Biafra and in Munich, of all places. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Director. It's Samuel from Manchester.
Please. Yes, Samuel. How are you? This is Radio Biafra. You may proceed.
Okay. Thank you very much, Director. May I use this opportunity to announce once again our upcoming meeting in Manchester for the Biafrans in Manchester. It will be on the 27th of this month, and that will be our last meeting this year. So the venue, our venue has changed, and the new venue is It's Greater Manchester First Rescue Service. It's at Cassidy Close off Thompson Road in Manchester. The postcode is MU5HU. Also, the way to get there is by bus number 83 from Piccadilly. 180, 184, just on where to you stop at what they call Wing Youth grocery supermarket. It's a Chinese supermarket. But for more information, for more details, people can just type in Dear France in Manchester Facebook group. So when you get there, you will see more, you get the full details. Another thing I like to say, Director, is about the name Bamidele Eze from Anioma. If you do some research, you will understand that there are actually some Aniomas who are Yorubas. But these people, they are not originally Aniomas. They are, in the ancient time, some Yorubas who ran away from from being oppressed by their brothers, who came to Iboland to be given asylum. Actually, they were welcomed because they were fleeing persecution in Yorubaland. And the name their name is the Olukumis. If you type the Olukumis, you will see all the details. So, and these are the people who
Line is not very stable. I don't know what the problem is. Because you said that there are Yorubas in our midst, your line got very angry.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
These are the people who use the Anioma name to put to try to create disunity between us and them because they are Europe. They are actually Yoruba.
Who is they?
Anioma.
Yeah? He's from Ibuzo, the same place that one of our elders comes from. How can they be Yoruba people? I don't understand.
They are called the Olukumis. They use Yoruba name and Igbo names. They are called the Olukumis in Anioma. They were given asylum in the ancient time. They ran away from persecution, Director.
Okay, so and they should go the back now then, if that's the case. They should go back to Yoruba land.
That's to show you how welcoming the Igbos are. And we don't go about making boasting about it, throwing it in their face that we welcome their brothers. They are settled. They are just, they have equal rights as any other Igbo man. But these are the people who will come and tell you they are from Anioma, but they don't support what you're doing. While in the real fact, they are not. They are just people who were given a refugee status in those days. Thank you very much, Director. May all our members try to go on our Facebook page to see more details.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you very, very much. We must go to the line before we go to each and every person here to speak. The caller on Skype, you will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
my name is Odenibo. I'm calling from New Jersey, USA.
Go ahead. You're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Namdi Kanu, the director, I want to congratulate you on a very successful tour of Germany.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all Biafrans in München. They call it München?
They call it München, yes.
Yes, for hosting you so lavishly, I know. I don't have much to contribute today except to introduce to you a Biafran who is in my house now, and who has been itching to speak to you. So may I introduce you to Chidi Owo. Hold on.
Good afternoon, Namdi.
Good evening from München in Germany.
Okay, thank you. Good evening to everybody in München and all Biafrans all over the world. I'm Chidi Owo, and I'm calling from New Jersey, and as rightly said by Odenibo, I'm in his house. He's actually my in-law. I've been listening to Radio Biafra for about a month and now. I actually came to the U.S. Around September or so to pursue a master's program. I'm actually a doctor. I want to congratulate your crew for what you've been doing thus far. You are doing a marvelous job. What you're doing is super. I'm actually 29, I'm almost 30, but a lot of people my age, Biafrans, they do not understand what the predicament of Biafrans is in Nigeria. They do not understand. A lot of them just, I don't know, they wave it up. Anytime you bring it up, they're like, maybe because they were not born then or they do not know. From my view, Nigeria destroys a Biafran. And I'll tell people how it happens. My dad fought in the trenches during the Biafran war. He fought at the age of 19. My dad was the best in his high school, but he had another young chap that was also the best. That guy unfortunately died in the Civil War. The guy was killed. He's a Biafran, and he was very intelligent. Now my dad made it to UNILAG. He was denied a scholarship. He studied engineering. He was the only one that studied engineering without a scholarship in that year because he was a Biafran. My dad graduated. He was sent to Russia and India to be trained. He was working in the Jakarta Steel Company. Between 1978 to 1980, he was sent to be trained. Like so many Biafran graduates then. In 1990, then I was only 6 years, a so-called Umaru or something, Captain Umaru, came to the company, the steel company, and retrenched almost all the Biafrans. For what reason? They said the company was not made for a single tribe. So my dad and all his other colleagues and contemporaries that are of Biafran origin were sent packing. They became jobless. Of course, it affected us. Then I was only 6 years. My mom, just thankfully for us, my mom got a job. But so many other Biafran families, they sacked both my husband and wife, and they had to leave. So I was raised by my mom, partly because my dad now had to start looking for a job everywhere. Up till now, he's not pensionable because then he had put in 11 years, but the federal government was, years for being entitled was stipulated at 15. They later made it 11, but they were affected, he and his colleagues. So, of course, he affected my family because we were raised by our mother alone. And then eventually I went to med school and I graduated. But let me now tell you, on graduating as a medical doctor, I still face the same trouble in Nigeria. You go to Abuja, you cannot get a job there because you're Igbo. You go to National Hospital, they'll tell you, where are you from? They do an interview, Igbos come first. They're the best. People from my class, we are the best. But when they do the final shortlisting, they say they can't take more than one Igbo person. I experienced this live. I was working in a private hospital for almost 1 year. But you go to the federal hospitals, you have people from, they tell you, where are you from? Once you say you're from the south, they say it's the turn of the northeast, and nobody will come. Nobody comes from the northeast. But because you're a Biafran, you will not get a job. I as well even applied to the Nigerian Navy. I was shortlisted in my state. I went there. I spent 10 harrowing days jogging, training, and everything. At the end of the day, how do they do the recruitment? It's based on and also based on number of states. But the Southeast, we are disadvantaged. We have only 5 states. Other regions have 7, 6, and thereabout. So, at the end of the day, even if you're, no matter how good and smart, they take very few Igbos. Of course, I wasn't taking. I was frustrated. That's the word. And that's the word for so many Biafrans. I had to start writing exams to leave. And I'm here in Jesse, I started life again. So the thing that most people, and of course, I won't say it's easy here because you have to start afresh. You have to start afresh. You have to start working from, take the basics. You have to pass your boss to become a doctor. But even after that, would you not go home? Another man's home cannot be your home. It's not possible. It's not possible. You will always be second fiddle. You will always be second class. But many young people don't, or they don't understand. Maybe because of where they are, they are not being haunted by immigration or whatever. They just wave it, they just dismiss it to the wave of the hand. But what I want to tell all Biafrans is that I think that the die is cast and this is the time. If, as you always say, if you cannot do, contribute yourself, at least make some donations. This, if, because I say, if you don't do it, your children will have to fight it. Simple. My dad was involved, I'm still involved. If I run away from it, my children will still face it. I think I've said much I can say.
You've spoken very well. You've spoken very, very well, and also enlightened us on things we didn't know existed before. Now we now know why Ajoku Tami closed down. When you put a malam in charge of any science department, what do you expect? Somebody who left driving cattle all over the place to come and manage a steel company. Well, what do you expect will happen? It will collapse. And that's why it collapsed.
For a long time, I already said I will write something about that. Because for me, they just destroyed a generation of engineers. They just, for no reason, because they were Igbos, they sacked all of them. And if you go and trace their families, people had serious difficulties. And those men, some of them have died. Those that are alive, a lot of them are not even pensionable. And that is the same thing they face in all parastatals, all federal parastatals. Go to Abuja, you come in, you speak outside, you get whatever you want. Just speak outside, whatever, just speak outside, they did for you. You're an evil guy, you'll be looking. If you speak about a fellow evil man, he's even scared to answer you. Because if he speaks evil to you, they might kick him out of that office the next day. And so that's why we come down with all these things that we don't like ourselves. Thank you very much. I congratulate what I wish more power to your able. God will bless all of you. Bless you and bless you from strength to strength.
Thank you very much. And bless you too. You are in the company of a very wise man and a very intelligent man. So we hope that you benefit from his wise counsel the same way that all of us Biafrans benefit any time Odenigbo speaks to us. He is a gem for us. We value him immensely. That is why we are proposing to anybody going to Ohanaeze, to everybody, that if Odenigbo and by inference also Dr. Justin Akojeze is not part of any delegation going to discuss the future of the zoo, you count the Biafrans out. Is that correct? Simple and short. We only have two representatives to go to Abuja to go and speak on behalf of Biafrans in the world. Any day they want to speak to us. One is Innocent Odenigbo, but that person is Dr. Justin Akujieze. One is in New Jersey, the other one is in Chicago. They will go and represent our people. They speak very well, they understand our history, they know where we are going, and they shall go to speak for us. If they say they will not admit them as part of the very delegate that will go there to speak on our behalf, then we wash our hands clean of these people. We won't have anything to do with them. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure listening to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra once again, wherever you are. Oh, when they try to go back, people must want to speak. They have to speak. Can I come in? Of course you may. Of course you may. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to monopolize microphone. Bear with me. It's because of my immense experiences in the society that's called Nigeria.
But before you do you know about Yoruba is coming to Anioma? Are you aware of it?
I'm coming towards that right now.
Go ahead.
I have to crave your indulgence because I have to speak so for several minutes.
Go ahead.
I have to speak in various capacities. One, as a one-time coordinator of Ekwenche organization when I was in Nigeria, that was some 10, 11, 12 years ago.
Yes.
And I believe Dr. Justin Akujieze, whatever he is now, he's listening to me.
Yes.
I was coordinating Ekwenche organization between United States and Nigeria some time ago. It was Dr. Justin Akujieze who appointed me in that capacity. And during the time I heard swear, I did my best. But what happened, why I relinquished that particular position, is this. There was a lady named Vivian whom I recruited into the job. Within the first 1 to 2 months of my that recruitment, she lost her dad. Immediately, I signaled Ekwenche Organization, United States. And Dr. Justin Akujieze was kind enough to send to me some amount of money. Part of this money was to be used for the burial of this lady's father, and the rest was for us to put in our management. Now, we were supposed to send a delegation to the village where this lady lost her dad. Because the amount was not so significant to accommodate all of us, I called this lady in my office face to face at Ikeja, Lagos. I told her, Vivian, look, if we use this money for transport, nothing will be remaining for you to take care of your father's burial. Take this money, go there, represent us. Then the rest, I used the rest of this money, Dr. Akijese is listening to me now, to make three different publications in three different major newspapers. One, Daily Times. Two, Daily Independent. And three, the Champion newspaper was still in existence. I made three different publications. One of the publications, the last one was in Daily Times, which made police to arrest me. I was in detention for 3-4 good days. I informed Dr. Akijese. But after this, Vivian came back from burial. Instead of acknowledging what I did, because I gave her access to Akujese's line, she informed him, telling him that I never gave her money for the father's burial. It was quite unfortunate that Dr. Akujese did not verify the fact from me. He addressed me in unprintable words. Consequent upon that, I relinquished everything. Immediately I left, Vivian took over, and for the rest 1 month to 2 months and yonder, he used Equenche organization to garner money from here and there, and within 1 month she was riding V-boot. While I was there, I went round and round mobilizing people at Dr. Akujese's instance. I had a meeting at Ecole Meridian with Professor Nwankwo, Ato Nwankwo. I had a meeting with him at Ecole Meridian. While I was Dr. Nwankwo, I telephoned Akujese and he spoke with him. And various other chiefs in Lagos of Igbo extraction, he spoke with them. But because he never had that belief or confidence in me, I left. I don't like holding public funds. Not that I cannot manage it, but I don't like bringing my name into disrepute. That's what happened. Two, I have to also speak as in my own capacity as a one-time member of MAZOB. I am an insider yesterday, today, and even tomorrow. And I have always offered my own advice. But where my own advice run in conflict with their management, I pull out. This is how I do my own things. It was after I significantly put out from MAZOB that I joined Radio Biafra as a solid devotee. In other words, I'm also speaking in my own capacity as a devotee of Radio Biafra. In time and time past, I've tried to speak with you. There were times you didn't want to listen to me, but I told you, as a good leader, which you represent, you must have two ears, one for the good, one for the bad. If you're a good leader and they're moving, people are following you from behind, you must, once you see them, find out if they are really followers or pursuers. Now, when you understand this, you'll be in position to know whether you have the majority or the minority. Mr. Director, sir, I really support you, and I must go extra miles. If you ask me to go with you 1 mile, I will go 4 miles to make sure that we achieve our means. We achieve Biafra, and we are going to do this by the grace of God. Next one is this. I am an Igbo. I am a Biafran. And in whatever I do, I symbolize Biafra, and I'm going to die a Biafran. So whatever I do, whatever I say, wherever I go, I am a symbol of Biafran society. Time and time ago, that was precisely 1991, before I left the University of Benin, I wrote a very significant poem titled Barefoot on Wood Hill. It was the height of my own prophetic intuition. I told the Igbos then, who were in the University of Benin, that it's a matter of time Biafra shall come to be. And what is happening today, by all standards, is a clear manifestation of that prophetic intuition. And we are going to support you based on all these things. Next one is this. I am equally speaking in my own capacity as a representative of Ohanaeze diaspora, Western Europe. Time and time again, he has spoken about Ohanaeze. I never felt at ease. The last broadcast but two, immediately you dropped the microphone, I called Chief Oliver Akubeze, President General Ohanaeze diaspora. I spoke with him for almost 20 minutes. Immediately I dropped that microphone, I called Dr. Igariwe, Ohanaeze, the President General. I told you a few days ago. Now, I complained to him significantly what Radio Biafra said about going to Asorok to take bribe. He took time to explain to me what happened. Some of the things he told me, like I said a few days ago, are not the things I have to speak on microphone right now for security reasons. But during tomorrow, when we have free time, one-on-one, I will tell you some of those things. Because he equally informed you that when you last visited him, he had audience with you. I believe so.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, he had audience with you. He told me this.
Yes,
that he had audience with you.
Yeah,
he said that I was lying with him.
Yes.
So during tomorrow, like I told Lonji a few days ago, I will speak with, we'll speak again tomorrow when it comes to that. Now, please, I don't want to... Let me use the word colonial. I don't want to colonize this microphone or monopolize it. The two words are synonymous when it comes to English connotation. Mm. Now, somebody made a statement before about Jonathan's letter to Obasanjo. Even you, Mr. Director, you said that the language used by the president was not, you know, strong enough. I am a student of English language, and I majored in propaganda. Jonathan's language was very, very simple. He had his audience in mind. And his own audience are the Nigerians. He used very simple English, which the high and the low must surely understand. Obasanjo does not understand the intricacies of English language. And whatever he wrote was written by his own special advisor on media matters. Mm-hmm. So Jonathan had to use the simplest English language, which Obasanjo would what understand. And he brings in a lot of what is called euphemism. And euphemism means if you want to harm somebody's reputation, you have to speak it in a very mild tone. Only a wise man understands that. Jonathan used very, very simple English. But when you read in between the lines, you will discover that he really taught Obasanjo a lesson of his life. That in the time to come, Obasanjo will never have the mind to write open letter again. He can never write open letter again. That chapter is closed. Now, let me come to this, Mr. Director, please. Bear with me. As we were talking about Ihejirika, Ezoba, and so on and so forth, if they are not there by now, Jonathan wouldn't be in that position equally by now. That is obvious. It's axiomatic. Put a Hausa man there, they're going to remove him overnight. Remember, America was able to dismantle Soviet Union because they planned hundreds of years ahead. Gorbachev is of an American father, a Russian mother. And they planned this for the American man to impregnate a Russian woman. And they took over, trained him, pushed him back to Russia to do the job. When it was time, this man dismantled the Soviet Union, giving America advantage in the whole world. So when we see our people in such positions, Mr. Director, I don't know if I'm leaving some secrets, then we have to understand from that perspective that some of these people are there, but there's no hurry in life. Look at the snail. When it's moving slowly. And asking question, why are you moving slowly? Oh, I don't want to move so fast so that when I miss my direction, it won't take me long before I come back to the starting point. So bear with our people. I've told you why the happenings there are happening. It is a matter of time when we shall reach the Zionist Biafra. Remember that right now, our own President Jonathan has called for a national conference. And this particular national conference is a move towards a balkanization of that rickety structure called Nigeria, whether we like it or not. He cannot just say, I'm a Biafran, I want to dismantle Nigeria. No, there will be uprising. But he has to do it gradually. From now, once the conference is concluded, a few days ago, he said that he is not going to interfere in the outcome of the conference. It will be subject to a referendum. And whatever is the outcome you know, accepted by Nigerians. Once we go regionalism, from there we can go confederation. From confederation, we become a republic. It is a gradual process. One step after the other. If we try to hasten into the next world, the next town, we might find ourselves in the next world. Then finally, Mr. Director, we have been hearing Jacob's voice. When do we see Esau's hand? I've been here and there discussing with people in various capacities, people of various degrees. Here and there, I speak with them, I chat with them, I interact with them. They are saying, we hear Radio Biafra, we hear Radio Biafra, sensitizing our people. We are encouraged. Mr. Director, they ask, when you speak, it is Jacob's voice. When do we have Esau's hand to carry out this to advantage? They are asking, who are our friends when the time starts? Do we have Germans at our side? Do we have French people at our side? How many countries will support us to give us a lorry load of arms or container load of arms? that when we talk and talk and talk, is it going to help us? Otto von Bismarck, the then German Vice Chancellor, in 1886, on the 9th of September, he said, "It is not by speeches and resolutions of the great majority of the people and the mighty problems of the age to be solved, but by blood and iron. We cannot be talking. You must show us the way. Tell us what to do. We must mobilize. We must go home and register our names and tell our people we are prepared for Biafra. And once we do this, I quote me, and I mean it, the whole world will hear us. When we try to cause confusion, when we try to dislocate Nigeria, they will beg us. I said a few days ago, while talking to you on Radio Biafra, that in 1993, when I was doing my youth service after my first degree, during the Abela, June 12, 1993 crisis, Yorubas threatened the fire and brimstone against the Hausas. We thought they would fight. When we were nearing that, Igbos left in droves back to Igboland. Lagos was empty. What remained of the Yorubas, they hid in the lagoon. The landlords looked for tenants. There were no tenants. The bus conductors, drivers, looked for passengers. There were no passengers. Yoruba businessmen looked for buyers and sellers, buyers. There were no buyers. Lagos collapsed. They had to beg the Igbos to come back. That was why Yoruba people suspended that particular Holocaust, which they were planning, because they knew that without the Igbos, they can never do anything. We symbolize strength in Nigeria. And the moment we begin to say that we are Biafrans and to take Nigeria to ransom, Nigeria will collapse. Mr. Director, it's high time for us to go home and tell our people we are here to answer the Zionist Biafra. Once we do this, I bet you, your name will be written in gold.
We are going to do that, and the Advance Party is our transmitter. You know, all of you here know about the transmitter, don't you? The Advance Party is the transmitter. It will go home to herald our coming. We are in support of Jonathan because he's a Biafran. I am very, very partisan when it comes to that. Nobody wants Stella Odua removed. I say it all the time. She can never be removed. Not now, not tomorrow. We were not very, very strong, let me put it that way, when they went for Ngozi Rose of immigration. It won't happen again. They cannot claim any scalp anymore. Because we need to be one, we need to fight as one, we need to defend our own. You said something, isn't it ironic? Americans got somebody to impregnate a woman that gave birth to Gorbachev. Gorbachev dismantled Soviet Union. Yeah. And an Igbo man went and gave birth to Obasanjo. Isn't it ironic?
That is true.
And look at what he's doing. So the fact of the matter is that when we dabble into things that are greater than us, the outcome is always very horrible. You know, if we want to get away from Nigeria, asking somebody to go and impregnate a Yoruba woman is a very big risk. We shouldn't even try it. It's just a joke. Anyway, what I'm trying to say to you, my dear brother, is that you've made very, very compelling points, which some of it which I buy into, some of which we may need more for that fine-tuning. That is something we're going to do. Biafra is going to come, if Jonathan likes it or not. Even Jonathan himself. We like what he's doing. We see where he's going. The zoo is going to break up. We all know that. But I keep asking all the time, when people say that Nigeria is going to break up, who is asking for the breakup of Nigeria? Who? It's us. Hausas are not asking for breakup. Yorubas, as you said, they're not asking for breakup. Who else is asking for Nigeria to break? Only us. Is it Obasanjo that is a member of APC? That's asking for breakup with the largest organized crime syndicate in the whole of Africa. Who are they? Members of APC? Are they asking for Biafra? The answer is no. You see, there comes a time when we've had a lot of stories. Oh, leave them. We've had Alison Madeke. Ike Nwachukwu. That's his name, isn't it? Ike Nwachukwu. Oh, leave them. Let them go there. They are seeing something. What have they seen till today? I'm still waiting. What have they seen? What we must understand is that Hausa people are not stupid. They are very clever people. Just like the way they promoted Ojos Okali, before they promote you, they pass you to one Alhaji in Maiduguri to sleep with you. They sodomize you in Maiduguri. They bring you to Kano, they pass you to Musa al-Mustafa to deal with you.
After Musa, they pass you to somebody in Sokoto. By the time they finish with you, you'll be worse than a harlot on the street. You will have no shame, no dignity, no honor to go and carry out any assignment for your country and for your people. It is about time that we say to the world, however amount we lost before, we can lose six times more that amount of people. If you people in Germany are not ready, we are ready. If they kill and there is only one family left, let that family start a new generation of Biafrans. We are in a state of hopelessness and we can't allow it to continue. This time around, we decide the pace of progress, not them anymore. We no longer mortgage our future to anybody or group of people with parochial interest. That is why we have the indigenous people of Biafra. It is not an organization. It is a country. People don't know what we did. It is your own country. Are you people not Biafrans here in Germany? Is that not what you are?
Yes.
Do you belong to any group?
No.
You are Biafrans in Germany. You decide what happens in your own country. That's where you come from. Not any group. Not me. We can direct. That's all we can do. Say, let us do it this way or that way. People will say their mind. And the majority, those that make sense, majority will say, okay, let's go with that. That's why we are here today. Having Biafrans in every country is not my idea, not that of the board of Radio Biafra, never. It was Fred Onyale that came up with it. And here we are today. Our brother is saying the hand of Esau. Very soon, of course, Esau will strike and strike very compellingly. We'll do that. So that our people will know that Biafra cannot be like Nigeria. It's impossible. It will never happen. We don't want any cascading of sovereignty. That's how I put it. From regionalism to sovereignty. No, ndioshi karekare no law. Ndioshi. They are rogues. They could not put an end to the killing of our people and dumping at the Ezu River. They did not put to an end the old men impregnating 13, 14-year-old girls and selling their babies. They cannot give us Biafra. If they cannot stop all these things, they cannot give us Biafra. You, Biafra is yours. You go and get Biafra yourself. About Germany and all the rest of them, we've written to the world to let them know what we intend to do. So nobody will say it came to them as a shock. Germany will work with us, we'll work with them. They are company. We want inward investment in Biafra land. We want Biafra to come. Nobody, you know, people have a lot of fears. If I'm an Osu, for instance, sometimes I wish I am, actually. I wouldn't want there to be Biafra. Do you know that? If you're Osu, do you want Biafra to come? No, now. Why would I want you, Biafra, to come? What for? So you will see me and be calling me Osu on the road? No, now I can't. That I'm an outcast. No, now I won't want Biafra to come. No. We live in Abuja and Lagos. If somebody comes to marry your daughter, you say, oh, the father died many years ago. You can take her and pay by credit card. There's no money now. Just take her and go. Isn't it? There are some evil things that we did. We must be very, very clear in what we are pursuing. Very clear. Because these same people who are there, the same way they oppose us, people who are Osu will oppose us. They will tell you no. No to Biafra. Because they're going to discriminate. But we must say to each and every one of them, Biafra is inclusive of everybody. When Biafra comes, any form of discrimination will be punishable by imprisonment. People tell me about Osu and I ask them, where did they actually come from? Are they from Yoruba? Are they from Kano? They said no, they are born here. By who pregnanted the woman that gave birth to them? I'm asking them. The same Dibia that said they Osu is the one responsible for getting the woman pregnant. I can't for the life of me understand how we have put up with this type of evil for very many years. If you don't know, that is why God is making us to suffer. Until we stop this Osu nonsense. Until we stop selling people. Maybe they'll go and ask you this evening. and say, oh, so your people are selling people? You have to answer to that. We are selling people. Even today, despite the nonsense we did at Harujibu and cleared up our land and dumped them in Caribbean and in America, despite all that Osu nonsense, are people seriously thinking that we are fighting to get a Biafra where there will be discrimination of any type? Of any type at all? The answer is no. We will not have it. Not now, not tomorrow. If you don't know what discrimination is, you have felt it abroad. You've been chased for papers. That's what it feels like. Are you happy when you're being chased for papers? When they stop you and say, bring out your passport. Are you happy? Then why would you do that to somebody else? Somebody born in Igbo land is a son or daughter of the soil. And that is the way it's going to be. People say, Omenala, this, what stupid Omenala? Who gave you the Omenala to start with? A bunch of retards. If you come from outer space now, if you look at Wazirike, you say Wazirike is Biafra. Is that possible? Is the person drunk? Is Wazirike Biafra? Is that nonsense that ring? Thuggery, kidnapping, killing, pillaging, stealing properties. Is that what Biafra is all about? Give it 2 years, they say, oh, that is Omenala and Biafra. That is nonsense. Our priesthood was corrupted. Did you hear about the news at Enugu the other day? Did you hear the news? Yes. After 10 years now, that family will turn to Osu, isn't it? They will say, Abara, Abaranka, Abaranka also said. Isn't it? The future Osu is being born today. The woman was normal. Nothing was wrong with her. Her husband died. God knows how the man died. All of a sudden, after one more generation, they start producing Osu. How come? That is why the same thing. Nobody can tell you where Osu started. Nobody can tell you how it came in. Because it was fraudulently brought in. It's men who are demented. You sleep with a 13-year-old and you get her pregnant. If you can sell the child belonging to a 13-year-old, you are evil. Anything that comes from that particular person is blatantly evil. That should not be condoned. Anybody condoning the calling of another person Osu cannot be an evil person. In fact, you cannot even be a child of God because you are evil. That person is patently evil. But you go outside and marry all sorts of things. Yoruba, Hausa, everything. Ethiopia, Kanu, India, Hausa, Mandeo, Chanu, Nalu, Brunyeni, Nenabari. Do you know where they come from? How can you tell me that you cannot marry an Igbo girl, but you can come outside and marry anything else? And you wonder why you have not gotten Biafra. You think God is daft? Chukwa Biama Diberibe. Opokata Umdiokoka, Nesusu, Ore Biafra, he can never try that nonsense. So you go back and condemn people to a life of misery, shame and pain because of misconception, superstition, and all manner of nonsense. It cannot happen. The people in Abuja cannot do anything for us. They live in Abuja and Lagos. They don't live at home. Do you know Professor Ben Wabeze called a meeting to decide who will go on the confab? Do people know that? At Enugu. Do you know where at Enugu? Hotel room. Ask him now, he will tell you the hotel. Ask him the name of the hotel, he will tell you. He called a meeting in hotel. Because you have Osu. But if Osu cooks, you eat. Osu will sweep the road and then you... if they send you Western Union Osu, you eat the money. There are some nonsense we have to get rid of. If we want Biafra to come. Or else there will be no Biafra. We can do everything we like until we cleanse our land, cleanse our way of life, acquire a new way of thinking. Until that happens, there will be no Biafra. There will be no Osu in the new Biafra. You designate somebody as Osu, you go to prison. When you go there, you can enjoy. Go and ask your ancestors how come Osu came in and Dibia and all this stupid fetishness. We must continue our program. I enjoy what you said, and I'm looking forward to our discussion. Anyway, but let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. We are in Munich, in Germany. They call it München. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes. Here is the American Wukedi calling from Oldenburg, Germany.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I'm happy that you're here, you know, in Germany. So you're welcome.
Thank you.
We are welcome you, and we are happy that you're here. Going too further, because I will visit you when you come in Hamburg. So there I will make my full speech and also make myself to know, for you to know me too. So what I'm trying to tell the people of Biafra, because ndi bone kwa kusena mbau no nyara chopta na wo nyara ala ya na yota go.
Yes.
Yoruba people have been using our name, doing everything they are doing without us noticing that. Yoruba people answer our name to take our position. Yoruba people answer our name to destroy everything, our future, our everything. It's the time the people of Biafra started searching all the media that the Yoruba people are using. Because sometimes when I was in Nigeria, Information Nigeria, where they have said every day has good luck, or Obasanjo have said the mind of people of Nigeria. Have I said my own mind? No. How can the people saying people of people's mind? We have the people they are ruling self don't have even light. They don't have even battery to listen to their news. And these people are wearing out, but they're wearing all kinds of our cultural, our clothes, painting themselves like us, representing us where we're supposed to be represented, taking everything that we that belongs to us. If they want to visit the eastern part of Nigeria, the Biafra land, they come with a helicopter, or they come with the They make the appointment in hotel, or they demand in a special place, plan it with our people, give them more money, because we need something to eat. It's the time our people started taking their position, what belongs to them. The Yorubas and the Hausas is the problem that we are having. They represent us. Where are we supposed to be represented without us knowing that? They answer our name. They even come to distract our attention. They even using money to distract our brothers' attention, not to understand one another again. Sometimes when I'm listening, when I see, because I live by proof, I learn from myself. If I can be able to tell my history, if I can be able to tell the story about me, my personal story about Biafra, I think the whole world will cry. I'm calling the international community, I'm calling all the medias in the whole world to start monitoring what the Yorubas are doing in the name of Biafran people. All they are doing is lies. They are taking our things, they are taking what belongs to us without us noticing that. They paint our name black and everywhere. The Yorubas are doing everything. They are using the media. I'm calling the whole world to know. Listen to the news from Anambra State, Imo State, Ebony State, Enugu State, how the people there, Ebony State, Delta State, all this eastern part of where you call eastern part of so-called, I don't know what I can call that, because I cannot live there. I want you to monitor how the people are living there, what the shell is doing there too. That is what we are doing in Berlin. If you watch the news in what is going on in Berlin, the shell have to know what they are doing there, how they are killing the people. The people don't have even drinking water. The people don't even have fish again in the water. How the people are living there, nobody knows. They broke everything. Yoruba media broke everything. They deny us to go to school, because me, I stopped school at the age of 14 years, which is worst thing ever in my life. And I keep on telling this story, and I will take it to anywhere. The Yorubas are destroying the people of the people of the Biafra. They are using. They can also take the pictures of the Biafra children who they claim that is their brother, using it to be taking money from the international community. International community, I want you to know. Anybody give money in Nigeria, ask him. Try to know what he do with this money. And I'm calling you also to release all this money in Switzerland bank and use it. Bring it to the Biafra land. It's our money. We live everywhere. Our people are dying everywhere. Our people are everywhere. If you go to Braunschweig, there, in the Boslager, answering different kinds of names, all those people there, they are different. If you go to Osnabrück, in a place called Hesepe, our people are living there in one village where the Germans build, I don't know what they build there, keep them there. All those black people there, they are different. Anywhere here, our people are living there, unknown, undiscovered, nobody knows them. They have taken another name because of what Yorubas and Hausa have caused to them. I'm telling the world, all the people, all the information you are hearing about the Eastern people of Nigeria is a lie. The Yoruba people is doing that. The voice you are hearing now is the voice of the Biafrans. The Biafrans all over the world. It's their voice you're hearing now. If you have questions, you can ask us through the Radio Biafra. We are here to give you all the details you need.
Of course.
Don't give anything to any Yoruba man or anybody will tell you that you have done that or you have done this, why you never do. Don't give it to them. Give it to Radio Biafra.
Of course. Thank you very much for that. When I come to Hamburg, I shall see you. We need somebody else to speak from here, and we need Barrister Mamuzi to also come in very shortly. Who else has something to say? We need people here to say something. I hope I've not depressed all of you. Do you all support Osu? Some people are looking sad. Is it because I want to? We want to ban your favorite this thing, is it? Yes.
It should not be supported at all. This is human degradation. I'm Longinus Amade, like I said before. I come from Ibeku, in Okwato, a Bombisi local government area of Imo State, Biafra land. By God's grace, the secretary of Biafra's in Germany. Yes. I just have only two comments to make. Really, my brother here, Egon, has just said we need the hand of ESO. I quite believe we must have a schedule, a timetable. The time has come for action. In 8 days, Nigeria will expire. Then, where are we? What is this fight? Director, I indulge you, please. We will have talk tomorrow. If there are some certain things you wouldn't tell us on air, but be prepared tomorrow to tell us, we are your supporters. We are the people here in Germany, the Biafrans in Germany. We want to know a program. What program we have? We want to march forward. We want to get Biafra today and tomorrow. And notice it. If we fail to get Biafra now, that a Biafran is the head in that zoo. If we fail to get Biafra now, that a Biafran is the head of the army, I think it may be difficult for us. Because even if Good Luck Jonathan, I don't expect him to come out tomorrow and say he wants to declare Biafra. I don't expect Ihejirika to say tomorrow he's a Biafran, he's now going to pronounce Biafra. But I know that when we, the indigenous people of Biafra, come down and say we are Biafrans and we want Biafra, I know these people will support us.
Are you sure?
They will. And if they fail, then we know who failed us. But I know, instead of them failing us, they would rather run away. So now is the time for us to put action. I started listening to Radio Biafra not long ago. I was converted to it by Fred Onyale, and I've been so much impressed from what I've heard. And if I had not been so impressed and so enthusiastic, I wouldn't be today as the secretary here. But
I am a man of action. I want a timetable, director.
I'll give you people one tomorrow off air, of course.
Very good.
Yeah.
And then also.
Stay where you are.
Okay.
Secretary here, so we can interrupt you, but not other people.
Okay, director.
I can interrupt Fred Onyale and yourself.
Thank you.
Because you're one of us. I must take this call. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on the phone, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Good evening, everyone in Munich. This is Chiriduru from Germany here as well. Please, I could just make a comment on what the director just mentioned on the issue of these Osu and whatnot. That has really torn us seriously apart. I think if one, for those who are not affected in one way or the other, they may not understand the gravity of that segregation that's really eating deep into our society. Like he earlier mentioned, he wished he were one. So I also wished I was one. Perhaps someone might say, well, would you wish to do something that is not perhaps the real thing, or so who defines it? And even when I was getting married, I told my father specifically, please, even if you could get me the cord or suit, there is none, but the cord, this is what I just called this way. Perhaps I would prefer that I like breaking boundaries when necessary. Eventually, anyway, it happened the way it happened, life is still going on. And it is important, I would please wish, if we can also readdress this issue or continue to address it partly every day when we talk. Because this thing, whole thing scattered all our people everywhere within that zoo itself. We never settled in Iran again, those who settled at all, we castigated, relegated. And again, I would equally say as well, from the history that we've been hearing, that there were three brothers and one stepbrother. So where did these also come from? Three brothers and one stepbrother.
Exactly.
That was four of them.
Yes.
So I didn't hear five. Who is this five? The fifth one. Where is this fifth one coming from? The court also. It means we have to really address this. I know people that are affected. Even there are even some one or two places where, as I'm still talking to you now, that the place has gone like somehow like a closed place that somebody doesn't know whether human being is living here or not, but it's still existing deeply. It is a part of the grass root issue that we have to deal with amongst us. And it's not only by talking, it's going to be by deed. Doing it by deed is marrying in between, doing things together. Not just saying we've abolished it eventually, but even you now, before these laws and things, before the war, before whatever, begin to clear it off your mind as a civilized human being. That I've done. That we've done in our own society in a little way. But nevertheless, we will continue to address this chronic, deadly, dirty issue that it did into our society. It is very important. I welcome you once again. Perhaps we'll see if I'm going to be around you here before you leave. Otherwise, I wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling and well spoken as well. This is Radio Biafra. Do we know why we want to leave Nigeria? Because Nigeria is evil. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Osu is also evil. And we can't have it. We just can't. We might as well go home and sleep. There will be no Osu in the new Biafra, never. There can never be one. Four brothers make up what you have today as Biafra. Only four. As our brother said, no fifth person came. So where did the Osu come from? Somebody must tell us. If they believe they are intelligent enough, they should take us on. And let's debate this. They are very lucky. Anyway, that time is coming. We must go on and we must take these calls. I don't know who is calling, but we'll find out very soon. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hold on, our secretary will still come to you. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please. Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel Anne.
Emmanuel, where are you calling from?
My name is Emmanuel Anne.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Denmark.
Please go ahead.
Director, I'm so much grateful and I'm so happy for all the hotel you have been telling us and everything you try to let us to be more focused for Biafra. So I'm so more happy because I be telling everybody in Denmark to focus mind to make sure that they come together so that we can get this Biafra. But today I was in African shop when I be telling them about Biafra. They always discuss for me that there was a time when Wazike deceived them and many things happened. Even the many people that come from Greece to Denmark, they be discussing a lot of shit, which I cannot stand. Even though they tell me to go and they just tell the Radio Biafra to rescue those people that in Ujiliva, that is Wazirike people. So I'm very sad for many things they tell me, even though I get insults. I tell them that this time around, Radio Biafra is not like before. Radio Biafra is not Wazirike. It's not like Mozob. Radio Biafra stand for truth. But I try all my best. I don't know why Denmark. I always tell them that I lead the history of Denmark, even though 965th century, Denmark have their Christianity, and but they fight war between the Sweden and Sweden and Germany, even though they ended war in 1945. But I'm surprised that we that Biafra live in Denmark here cannot unite together. They, I don't know if they have not lived the history of Denmark, how they stand now. They're enjoying what Denmark have suffered for many years ago, how they fight the war and conquer the whole. They get their freedom. They are now enjoying their system. But they are here, all the Biafra, enjoying what Denmark have sold, and they don't want to suffer to get their own land. So it's a very, very shameful thing for Denmark that you people, because you are receiving money from system and you don't want to come out. I'm so much angry for you people that you cannot come out. Even the last time when I called from Radio Biafra, when I landed last week, and one of my friend Yoruba man, he called me and tell me, why do you go and disgrace us about you? So you follow kill our people in 1993, Abiola something. I said, but see, now I want to get Biafra. I don't need to think about all what we have done about 1993 issue. So what I'm trying to tell everybody to listen to me this night, that we want this Biafra. About those people in Ujiliva, our go to Abuja. We don't know what they discussed there. They didn't discuss about this Ujiliva issue. So we Biafra stand for truth. We even discuss for that. I want to say Denmark. We discuss about that. We angry for Ohanaeze about that issue. So, but I want you people to come out. I want all the Denmark people to come out. This is the truth issue. We are not discussing about child or Wazirike issue. See what's going on in my village. I come from Inkerifi, in Kano local government. What happened there? My mother called me and told me that the little money I gave her to farm, the problem there is he saw the Fulani carrying their cow coming out, coming and destroying all the whole thing that he farmed, cassava and many things that he farmed there. and he tried to shout for them, hey, go out, and they shouting for them, but they used gun AK-47, and this woman falling down, and the running and falling down, which is, I'm very, very angry for what happened last 2 days when my mother called me. It's very shameful. And what I'm trying to tell the lady of Biafra, if they can give me opportunity, if they can tell me, give me assurance that they can give me a gun or tell me go to the Inkelefi and fight them and kill any Fulani people that take or carry all those cow and that eating all this or destroying all the thing they farm in the land. So I am capable to go and kill them, finish. But the problem is, no anything they can do. I don't know why the whole governor of Enugu State is looking what is going on in Kano local government in Kilifi. There's no load. These particular people that are supposed to help us, Nala Onateze, there's no bridge. The bridge that connects us with Nala break down. They cannot go out. We in Kilifi go with legs 1 hour before we reach our land. They're supposed to come out and join us together to go and fight this Fulani people that causing the whole problem for Inkelefi. And what again I want to say is, we are not going to play, even though I get enemies with Yoruba, my friend, because they saw that when I called Lejo Biafra last week, and he started getting enemies to tell me that I have insulted him, that he don't know that is how Lady Biafra is, and I tell him to listen to Lady Biafra. How can you start telling me that you destroyed in 1993, you follow among those people that destroyed the Yoruba people? I say, yes, my friend, we can be friends, but when we get Biafra, we can be friends, but now we are not going to be friends. I get enmity now. So what I want to tell everybody and Lady Biafra is, let us get one mind and let them give me chance and they give me hope. Tell me, go and kill the Fulani people in my land in Kilifi. Tell me, yes, Emmanuel Ani, go and kill them and let them give me hope that when you kill them, they will stand for me. Then, because what my mom see in the farm, how can an old woman, 68 years, running, falling down, running when the planet used AK-47, trying to kill them for what? Trying to kill my mom. If not that he run and they falling down and let alone he come back home. And I want to tell everybody that live in Eastern Nigeria, Igbos, anytime you go to farm, anytime your mom go to farm and come back home and say that she's sick, try to know that the outside of Fulani have injected her or him. That's why he come home and die. They are standing there to destroy all the people that is farming, destroy the farm. There's one man that I called last 2 weeks. I said, this man is an outside man. Why you people is so animal and they say that animal and destroy things for people? They tell me, you are grass and we are destroying people, we are eating your people, we are grass. So you are animal, you say we are grass. And now I notice, because we are cassava, they're eating us and they're destroying us. We have to stand up and they destroy them. AK-47 they have, we can hide, I can dodge them and hide somewhere. And they'll be shooting them because it's my land, I know everywhere, corner of all those places. I don't see the reason why we have to be afraid of these stupid people. So this
we are not
is
afraid of them.
And what I have to say.
Thank you very much. We are not afraid of them. Did the people hear what he said? I told you, everybody will be affected. If your mom comes back, you know our women are dignified, and she's finding it very difficult to speak. Just ask her, did Hausa people with the cattle go around the farm? Your mother may have been raped. That's what is happening. She's having fun in Texas and having fun in Wyoming and having fun in Toronto. in London, in Manchester, in Munich. Your mother going to the farm in the village is a risk. There is every chance your mother may die out of sexually transmitted disease she got from a Hausa man, a cattle raider in the bush. Do you think police will arrest a Hausa man if your mom goes to the police to report what has happened to her? Is that what you think? Nothing will happen. Nothing. In fact, they will hold on to her and ask you to pay for her release from the police cell. People don't know how bad that place is. You don't. You have no idea how evil Nigeria is. If you do, you will be as angry as this very brother. That is why we must destroy it. Nigeria will not exist. We will get our Biafra. That name Nigeria is synonymous with Satan. It will not exist anymore. Please, Secretary, continue and round up for us, please, if you can remember what you were saying. Go ahead.
I think I will just round up by just saying that really we want action and we want a time frame. It's high time we start making contacts with other nations, liaising with people of power, and knowing it that if we go back to Nigeria and ask for our freedom and they refuse, then we will fight it out. Thereby then we need supporters. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Somebody else wants to speak from over here. Please go ahead.
So good evening, Europe. Good evening, Asia. Good evening, Africa. Good evening, North and South America. My name is Ifedeba from Imwemozobu, in Anambra State. I've been listening attentively to most of the callers, and one of the last caller from Denmark actually touched me very sensitive from what he was trying to elaborate. The paramount issue of Biafra is yet to be finalized. The exodus of the Biafrans around the world in different places, it's enormous. For issues like what happened in Kano local government area and Ezu River in Oji is very touching. The highlight that we are actually going to actualize Biafra is not far foreseen. We are going to fight it out and we are going to solve it out divisionally with the sort of people we have in post right now. They will help out. Honorable Director, I thank you very much for your coordination. But we still do believe that whenever the transmitter is in Biafra land,
yes, everyone,
it will help a lot. Because people call from everywhere, from every part of the world, but not actually much is known from people that is on the floor in Biafra land. And the transmitter will help and give a long way to assist our mission. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our transmitter is important and is going. We understand that, we are collecting computers and accessories as well to take home to go and build our technology center. Because we don't want what happened before to happen to us again. So we are building a technology center and we are collecting computers and accessories. We have things like CCTV cameras. We are collecting things. Every walkie-talkies, any electronic equipment you can think of. We need it for home. We need it for home. We need people who can be able to even volunteer their time to configure all these things to make it to work properly. We want to have a technology center that is far more superior to anything that obtains in the zoo. We want somebody to speak. People must speak this very evening. We have people calling from all over the place. But I must go to Barrister Mamezu to speak before we go around again. You must say something. Barrister Mamezu, please, I am coming to you in a few seconds to gain your opinion because we've been listening attentively, please. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, for all I've been hearing, as I say, our people are very supportive of what is happening. But the only way I view it is when things are happening on the ground.
Yes.
The grounds of every village in Biafra land, the grounds in every town where our people are motivated to get what belongs to them, not being theorizing things and telling them that this is that, or like Owazirike was doing. We actually want to put it in practice, and that practice can only be practicalized once the transmitter is at home. Because each time I speak, I always mention about the transmitter, because that will actually make our job less strenuous. It will make it easier for everybody to hear what we are doing. Just like Fred Onyali says earlier, the reality is that everybody needs to be involved. And what will make that involvement effective will be the transmitter. So people are calling from all walks of life, which is very positive. And I enjoy what is happening, because Biafrans are waking up to its reality. Before, we are kind of struggling getting people around. But I tell you, the number of people that are calling in and the enthusiasm that is coming out from their mouth is not only encouraging, but it makes me to actively remain more focused and also more determined to see that Biafra will be restored, not by any magic, but by our own efforts. Come it financial, come it practical, come it moral support. We are getting all this. And once again, I have to thank those with you who hosted you, who are still hosting you, that you will be going as you have always done. Wherever you go, they receive you. We have a lot of positiveness in our people, the real Biafrans, because they believe in themselves. The guy who was speaking with our professor, Odenibo, he spoke a lot, he spoke at length. He was telling us, of course, what we know, but this is a first-class experience. What he was going through as a medical doctor, nobody will take him in one Nigeria. In the Nigeria, they want extension so that they carry on taking our oil, so that they will carry on marginalizing our people and killing them in the north and burning down churches. One Nigeria. Of course, we are not one. We can never be one, and we have not even been one from day one. It has all been a game of kill. Take what belongs to those you are killing. Burn their churches, and the northerners keep coming into Biafra land while they are killing our people and burning churches. I don't know how he's sitting down with some people, but for me, if it's possible for me, I will go and tell them, stop in your territory. Stop coming over to us. Whilst you don't want us to live, you don't want us to enjoy our religion in your own country, why are you coming over here? You want to build mosque in my own country. What does it make any sense? Do to them as you might have them do unto you. That's what the Bible says. And this is what we have to put before them. If you want to kill me, you don't need to come over to me. If you want to burn down my churches and kill my people, what are you doing in my own environment? They should get it loud and clear that the society which we want is a society where nobody will kill another, where human lives are respected, where dignity is restored, where nobody will be raping our women, pregnanting 13-year-olds, and those who are talking of marrying 8-year-olds. This is not part of our religion. It's not our culture. And we have to shun all this evil that is within our land, being practiced in our land. You cannot pregnant any girl and put her somewhere when it's time for delivery. You take the baby off and sell it. All these things never happen in Biafra land. Because of the mixture of culture, because of the mixture of religion, Biafrans are now becoming Muslim. It's not part of us. It's the religion of the Yoruba Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. They are bringing it into our territory. We are now trading with it. Our culture is being traded upon. Our culture is now being swapped. It's being substituted. And that is why we are having a mixture of atrocities, where young girls and young boys are pregnanted, brought over, sold over. This is not part of our religion. And we have to do all we should
to extricate ourselves from this particular atrocity that is not part of our land. It's not part of our culture. It's not part of our custom. We have to do all we can to make sure that the houses go back to where they belong to. Yoruba occupy Yoruba land. Biafrans, you occupy Biafran land. I don't see any of our people who refute or refuse that our culture should be mixed up. Nobody should think of it. If you know what is right and what is wrong, Muslim is not part of Christianity culture. We have to go back home, go back to basis, and draw the map and draw the land that this belongs to the Northerners, Boko Haram Fulani, this belongs to the Yorubas. The land will be drawn, the map will be drawn, and the landmark will be made so that everybody will know where they belongs to. Yoruba is Yoruba, Hausa is Hausa, Biafra is Biafra. We don't have to mix all these things because it has caused a lot of damages to us. Still causing. Even Fred Konyali, when he was speaking, he said all this is supposed to take time. I don't want it to take time. It has taken too far too long. I don't want any more year added. Yeah, of course I agree why we get our people to come together. That is what Radio Biafra is doing. If there was no Radio Biafra, yes, we can carry on as usual and keep preaching door to door. But Radio Biafra is now being practiced. We have a mobile Radio Biafra that can go to America, go to Italy, go to everywhere and come. While those who are still sitting in wherever they are sitting are enjoying the news. That is what how we are using it to move the messages across everywhere. We are not hesitating anymore. We are not interested in delaying it anymore. Because when Fred Konyali was saying that director is talking Jacob, but he wants the hands of Esau. It nearly sound like
It wasn't Fred. It wasn't Fred.
Who was it? Iken Naegon. Okay, sorry, Fred, because I think you spoke like after him. I didn't get his name.
Yeah.
So, Kenna, yes, when you were saying all those things, it sounds like when Barrister Mekemeke Siri said that we should wait. You know, all these things take time. Biafrans can't
wait
anymore.
It takes 20 years.
Yeah, Biafrans cannot wait any longer. Because each day we wait, our people are being killed. Each hour we wait, they are killed in Bornu, they are killed in Makurdi, they are killed in Sokoto. Each day we wait, each day we hesitated. Our people are dying. Our women are being beheaded. Stomach opened, womb opened, babies cut. Why should we remain in such society? Biafrans, we abhor atrocities. We don't like anything to do with evil. But the people associated with us like drinking the blood of human beings. We don't drink blood. We don't kill people. We don't like atrocities. We don't even touch our women. But go to the northern side. They kill women. They treat them anyhow. They use them as pawn. Women are respected in Biafra land. Our women, our queen, they are our gold. We don't play with them. We don't put atrocities upon their head. But this is what we've been seeing for the past 100 years. How long should we wait again before we can act? Differ not in tomorrow to be wise, for tomorrow's sun may never rise. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, but I don't want you to go away, Barrister. You've talked about the evil that is the zoo and all the rest of it. What is your take? Of course, you're a very objective man. What do you make of Usu and the intend to make sure that anybody uttering the word or referring to anybody as Usu should be imprisoned in the new Biafra? My take, anyway, just my view.
Director, you know, from time to time, you always bring that up, and I'm a bit reticent in answering or going towards that area. The only thing I can say to you now, Director, as it was written in the book of Matthew, first seek ye the kingdom of God, and every other thing shall be handed unto you. Let's get Biafra. When we get home, we will fix ourselves, and every other thing, we will do it accordingly.
So you're telling me that what assurance do I have if I'm Osu, and you've been discriminating against me for years, and you're telling me that you want to offer me a chance where running to Abuja may no longer be there, running to Lagos to leave may no longer be there, you're telling me to wait until you get it. How about if you get it and you intend to intensify your discrimination against me?
Yeah, Director, you yourself, you don't know if I'm Osu, so you don't know. This is why I don't want us to leave the issue of Biafra.
We are not leaving the issue of Biafra, Barrister. We are making, there are people who are worried about certain things that we do. People are in Abuja, they don't want to come home. People are in Lagos, they don't want to come home. They are in various places because of how we address them.
Director, let me give you what, let me give you just an answer to all this problem. You know that God created man according to the Bible, Adam and Eve.
Yes.
Yeah. Where comes this issue of Osu? It doesn't exist.
Simple. You've answered the question. You've answered me. Thank you very much. Yeah. And I shall come to you. Of course, you're a barrister. You will always find your way out of these things. I shall come to you later. You're a good man. That's Barrister Mamas. He's a good man. He's from Owerri. He's a nice man. Very, very strong. Owerri people rarely, rarely, rarely let you down. They stay with you. They come with you through every battle that you fight. And you emerge victorious. That was why Owerri is the only place where they took Owerri from us as our capital. We took it back. They took it. We took it back. Two times it fell. Two times we took it back. As a testament to the character of the people around there. We must move on. Somebody must say something here. Who wants to say something? Please go ahead.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans. Once more, my name is Prince Uche Obidiegu from Bakwana Bara State. So there is a brother that says something about his mother and what have been happening in his village, and the thing really touched me a lot. That shows that we have to move forward and be united and fight for this freedom. You know, he said that he's telling some to join this thing that we are doing, but they are being discouraged by other people. Because someone is dead and is not alive, so all these things is not going to work. How is it going to work if he don't join hand to make it to be possible? You know, as they call us to come and be, and let's assume we are having meeting today. Our coordinator called me in, Munich here. He told me that today we are having to meet. Then I make it. What if he told me that I say I'm not coming? You know, this is the issue. How is it going to work? Dubai is an you understand? So what I'm trying to advise everybody, even anywhere you are, I know that you are hearing me, you know, try to tell your neighbor, even though he's not close to you, as far as you know the person at all, tell him what we are doing and let them join hand in this fight. So that we can claim our land, you know. Outside people, they are not better than us. They are not even educated more than us. You understand? Because they are living in the forest. They are bush people. I don't know why they are intimidating us like this. And Yorubas, we are not the same. So they have to go away from our land. We have to be in our land. Nobody will put us under on it. So a music say that Israel must go in the Bible. So we are going in our promised land. You understand? Nobody will stop us. This is a fight of life and death. Even though that it remains five people in the country, let it be Biafra. It will be an history to Nigerians. Anywhere you go, Nigerians, 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 Nigerians. We have to be free. We have everything, all it takes. Like European people, look at in this Europe now. They didn't have much resources. But they are living good. But look at, we have many things in our countries. And still we are coming here chasing in the streets. Like as if we are animals, we don't come from nowhere. We come from somewhere, a place where oil and milk, everything is there. We have everything. I don't know why we are treating like this. That's why we want to be united and fight. Don't say that this person withdraw or this person is going to disappoint you. Nobody is going to disappoint you. You understand? Nobody is going to disappoint you. This fight must end. I believe next year, everything is over. We are going to our promised land where God have already ordained for us. Nobody will do anything about it. Anybody that stop on our way, that is the obstacle, against this fight. We are going to destroy that person. We are going to destroy that person. As my brother that is in Denmark, I know that he's hearing from me. Continue telling them, you know, truth is, people say that truth is bitter. And so shall it be. It's very bitter. So continue telling them until the thing happens and they will know that you are saying the realities. Continue telling them. I myself, I witness it. It's not that you are saying it as to be a surprise to us. No. I know many people in this Germany, Munich, Bavarians, and let me say just Bavarians, I'm telling them that we are having a meeting here. They didn't believe it, but I know one day they will believe it. I know they must believe it one day. So, don't be discouraged.
Nobody is.
Stand firm and fight for your people. Fight for your families, for your brothers and sisters that are dying in the north. Northern people are killing as if they are killing fowls. My brother and sister, don't withdraw this fight. We are going to get what we are fighting for.
Of course we will.
In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
I'm Nakuwe Kuibe from Abia State.
And where do you live?
I'm calling from Abidjan.
From Abidjan. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello?
We can hear you. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Dear Lord. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Brother Nandi, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, I'm calling from Germany. My name is Godwin Ezekwere.
Ezekwere, which part of Germany are you in? We are in München, yes?
Yeah, that's right. I'm in Mannheim.
Mannheim, please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say welcome again to Germany.
Thank you.
And I want to greet your courage. I want to greet our coordinator, Frederick Onyali. And I want to greet all the Biafrans there with you. I want to say something about what you said about 30 minutes ago about Odenigbo and Dr. Akujeze.
Yes.
That these are the people, we the indigenous people of Biafra, have elected to represent us, if at all there will be any conference.
Yes.
They are the people that will represent the Biafrans.
Yes.
Any other person that is going there or any other group that is going there, they are on their own. They are on their own. They are not going for the Biafrans. They are only going there to collect their money or their checks the way they normally do. They are only going there to sell us the way they have been slaving us every time. So this time around, it will not be the same. And if anybody tries it again, we are coming after that person. We are coming after the family. The person, the wife, the children, even the kindred, we are coming after them. So they should not represent us because they went to Abuja the other day. They went to Jonathan. They cannot even tell Jonathan. So that these people, this Hausa Boko Haram and the Yoruba oligarchy should stop killing our people all over the place. They kill us in the church, in the north. They kill us in the market. They kill us in the village, in our hometowns. We are all over the world. We are running helter-skelter all over the world because our home is not our home. Our home is like frying pan. It's like oven. So, this is
is a warning to all those people that normally go to Abuja to sell the Biafran people. It will be no longer be the same case like it used to be. We have woken up. We said no to this nonsense. Our people, we have people that will represent us, Dr. Akujieze and the Odenigbo. We, the indigenous people of Biafra, have spoken, and full stop to that. That is all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We speak as one, we think as one, and we act as one. It is not negotiable. We don't trust those at home to represent us because they are all compromised, all of them. All compromised. We don't trust them. The zoo is too corrupt. It has corrupting influence. We must take this call. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening. My name is John. I'm calling from Switzerland.
John who? John the Baptist?
John Chibikem.
That's better. Please go ahead. Turn your system down. Turn it down, please. Turn it down, if you may. Are you there?
Yeah.
Please turn it down and speak to us. Go ahead.
Okay. Like as I said, my name is John Chibikem. I'm calling from Switzerland.
Yes, Chibikem, we are listening to you. The world is listening and waiting to hear what you have to say. We are all waiting. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll first of all start by saying a very big thank you to the director and to everyone that is making this program success. And I am so happy to be connected again today. This is my second time of calling. And the topic today of about Osu or something like that, I am fully in support of the group because I've once had a problem like that when I know this lady that I wanted to marry, and it was really a big problem because my family said they are Osu or something like that. So there is nothing like that in the Bible. So it's a good thing that we have to stop it, you know. I'm so happy to hear it today. That is still stopping our marriage till today, and I'll be so glad to hear it that it has already been abolished in our country, Biafra.
Thank you. It will not just be abolished, it will be eradicated. Eradication.
Thank you.
Such senseless stupidity has no place in Biafra.
Oh, yes.
We want to think of something to do, how to improve schools, hospitals, roads, make life better for everybody.
Mm.
Not dabbling in mindless, senseless, hopeless superstition that has no basis, not in law, not in nature.
Mm.
It's nonsense. If they tell me where Osu people come from, I will oblige them.
Oh, yes.
Tell me where they come from. Did they fall from heaven?
Sure. They have been created by God.
Not just created. The same Dibia impregnated the women that gave birth to them. They are mad people. Anybody calling anybody who doesn't deserve to live, and God knows, we pray that heaven must strike them down. There is nothing like Osu. It doesn't exist. It doesn't mean anything. It's another form of discrimination, and that has no place in any civilized society. We are the most civilized people on this earth. No other person has it. How then can we justify this Osu rubbish that people talk about? It will not happen, not in the new Biafra, not in our Biafra. It won't happen. You discriminate against somebody based on Osu, you go to prison. You will go to prison. So in your next, in fact, we'll even deport you to Boko Haram so they can use you. Our people, some people are insane, they're stupid. This is the type of stupidity we've been fighting. No wonder God gave us to these people to bring us to our senses. Another human being created. Mad, the beauty of life. Who gave you the temerity to say somebody is an outcast? Who told you? From where? This is Radio Biafra anyway. There are calls all over the place. I don't know which one to take. Let's take this other one. Let's take this. It's very lucky. Give us your name and where you are. Hello? This is Radio Biafra. We are in Munich in Germany.
Hello?
Yes, your name. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, my chairman.
Good evening.
I'm the Kano. This is Uche Ono Opo. I've been calling all the time. I've been following this program all the time. I call every time I have chance to congratulate you, to give you a warm support because you're a great man.
Because
that's a word you mentioned now that touches my heart. And we have to continue to voice it out to every of Biafran man and woman. You said that if they would tell us where the Osu come from, then we're going to challenge them. And you say that in the Igbo land, they do say Ebo Delugo Belu. It's a very touchable word that everyone has to listen. But there's something I just want to say. Last time when I called you, I was just telling you that I would like you to give us a quote, how much the Irish people in Ireland have to donate. And that you did not answer this question to me. Because if you can do it, I will be very, very happy. And also, I want to put it to you that as you are in Germany, the Irish people that are living in Ireland, most especially here in Cork, would love to see you. Because I would love to see you so that you can speak to people. People will start to believe. I mean, people in Ireland will start to believe that Biafra has started existing. You did not tell me when you are going to call. You did not tell me what I asked you last time. Because I asked you, please, can you just make it in a way that every country had to contribute just say a fixed amount that every country has to contribute so that this transmitter will go to Biafra. We start doing things before it's too late. We start doing things. There's a guy that called in Denmark. When this guy was saying what is happening to his mother, I was so shocked. And it's something that is happening in Goa, where I come from. It's not today. It has been a very long time. It has been happening even before I left Nigeria to Europe. The Fulanis, they carry their cattle. They penetrate in every home, every village in Igbo land. And if you do anything, those days they used to carry their water. People would be very afraid of them.
Uche, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Who gave the Hausa cattle rearer the license to carry an assault rifle on the streets of Nigeria?
Nobody gave them because they believe that they are the one that is ruling the world, the country. They believe that the power is on their hand so that they can do anything they like. If you go to Enugu State, every corner of the state, you will see the malam. Doing suya. You will see the madam polishing shoes. You will see, they have speculated every part of the Igbo land, just like virus. Yeah? And the worst part of it is that these people, in any place they are, they try to intimidate the people that own the land. And nobody talks to them.
It's terrible. Uche, stay where you are. I want to take this call. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello? He's new, obviously, so he can't speak. Yes, Uche, please
this
round up for us.
Prince Chris Ugochukwu Benjamin.
Where are you calling from?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. We are hello? Saying you should speak and you're keeping quiet. We have said speak and you're still quiet.
Hello? Hello?
Yes?
What's radio now?
Even the wife is prompting him to speak.
This is honorable.
Let us speak to your wife.
Benjamin.
Can you bring your wife closer to the microphone? Can you hear him?
Yeah, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Now I am trying to let you know.
Yes.
That this is the first time for me to call this radio Biafra.
Is it okay? Because way your wife was prompting you would have wanted to speak to her. Can you give us your name and where you are, please?
This is Honorable Prince Ugochukwu Benjamin from Abia State. I live here in London.
Thank you very much. We are based in London, but for now we are in Munich in Germany. Are you a crown prince?
Yes.
You're a crown prince, okay. Please go ahead.
Now,
is your line that is poor? The network is poor.
Na maka iya noa na ma the name of state. Oh, I don't know.
Go ahead.
Okay, but can you hear me well?
Now I can hear you. Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Now the most important thing I want to ask is because of 2015 general election.
Yes.
2015 general election, because I'm a politician now. Support as our candidate representing us in federal contesting for president come 2015 general election.
Are you listening? Can you hear me before I answer you? Can you hear me very well?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
There will be no Nigeria then. Yes. There will be no Nigeria concerning Biafra.
Yes, I am tired of answering that name, Nigeria, because that name has been disturbing our fatherland.
Go ahead.
Now I want to answer, and I want us to bear that name, Biafra. Now, this man in Imo State, Rochas Okoracha, I don't think he deserves to be a Biafra man because of what he's doing there in Imo State, Nigeria. Last time I was in Nigeria, I attended several occasions in Southeast. I recover many things that man is doing in Imo State. How he's doing many things, using our churches and schools, handing it over to Hausa people.
Excuse me, Crown Prince. Hold on. Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Prince, can you tell me, give us an example? What did you find when you went to Imo State? What did you see? Give us specific examples. What is happening there?
What is happening there is, number one, how can a citizen of Biafra use schools meant for Biafrans and dash it out to Nigerian people, so-called Hausa people? That is the number one point. I was highly disappointed.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, very well. And so are we disappointed in him as well. It's a good thing you called, because we are Radio Biafra, not Radio Nigeria. There will be no election. People should read our lips. There will be no election. Anybody coming out to contest election where we come from will be killed. We're making it very clear.
But I think our brother is coming out 2015, because I've been having communications with him.
Who is that person? Time. Who is that?
Ojus Okalo.
Tell him that we said that God should punish him. Chineke Boyoko. If he comes out, he will die.
Okay, now I want to know our stand, because I am so much interested in Biafra. I am ready to invest anything to support Biafra, to stand in Nigeria.
Start by telling Ojus Okalo not to come out, or else the mother will lose him. As simple as that. There will be no election where we come from. Okay. They are called yes. Tribunal election. There
okay,
will be
now,
no election.
Now can you tell me our stand?
There will be no election. We are here for Biafra. If you want to join us, go to Facebook and type in Biafrans in the United Kingdom. That's all you need to do. Or Radio Biafra London, you join us and we'll tell you what to do. This is Radio okay. Biafra.
Okay, I want to assure you that as a crown prince, I will do anything in my powers to make sure that I will support you people, to make sure that Biafra is going to stand in Igbo land and Nigeria at large.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Uche, please, will you round up for us before we go and take other calls,
okay.
Please, if you may.
Director, please, I want you to answer my question, please, if you can.
Go ahead.
I need to know when you are coming to Republic of Ireland to come and see us in Cork. I'm not talking about Dublin. I'm talking about Cork. We want to see you one-to-one, please. We want to see you. It's not only Germany. Come to Cork and see us so that you will know, you will see what we are capable of doing. I want this. We want this transmitter to go down to Africa, to go down to Biafra, to go down to wherever that we let our people to hear what is happening. This is what we want. Tell me when you are coming. This is it. This is why I'm calling you, Director. Please.
I want to please know you when speak you are coming to yes. Please. I understand. Please, Ikechukwu Enyiako coordinates my diary and my calendar. Please, you speak to Ikechukwu. Ikechukwu will tell you when I'm coming. Of course, I'm coming to Ireland. That is for sure. I'm coming to see you people.
If you want us to book hotel for you, I can donate to book hotel for you. You tell me how many days you're going to stay in Cork.
There is no problem. I will come. I'm going to France and also to Spain. So I'm going to come there.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. I'm coming to Ireland. I assure you, I will come to Ireland, and who knows, we may even stay in your place. It doesn't matter. Okay? So
okay,
don't
ma'am.
Worry. I am
okay,
coming
ma'am.
To see you and our people in Cork and also the wonderful people in Dublin as well. We must also mention, maybe you came before kicked off, that the wife of Isaiah Oba gave birth as well to a very lovely baby. We must acknowledge him as well, who is our coordinator in the Love Island. Thank you very much, Uche, for calling. I am coming to see you guys.
Thank
I'm coming
mama.
To see you. Don't worry about
okay,
that.
Okay, mama.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you.
Thank
you. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to dial too many calls because we are Radio Biafra. People call us all the time. All the time. They call out on the phone your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. I am Andy Lawrence Chudi from Sweden. Stockholm, Sweden.
Stockholm in Sweden. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead. We are listening. The world is waiting to hear your voice, please. What do you have to say?
Okay. I called before, and by the special grace of God, my name is Trudy Andy Lawrence. I am calling from Stockholm, Sweden.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very, very much, Mr. Coordinator, and all your boards of directors, I thank you very much for the work you people are doing. You know, whenever I listen to this radio, since the first day I started listening to this radio, my heart stopped bleeding. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
So is the whole world. We are here in rapturous attention, and so is the whole world. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. There are always reasons why our people say that wherever a child is crying and pointing, if the mom is not there, the father must always be there. We are not one Nigeria at all. There are so many reasons why we are not one Nigeria. I will give you reasons. I live in Sweden quite all right, but there are so many of our brothers who are living in other parts of the world that are not sort of developed. You cannot tell me that the zoo is poorer, Malaysia is poorer than Nigeria. Or is richer than Nigeria, I mean. I sponsored, hello?
We are listening to, we don't want to interrupt you because we think you're onto something special. We are waiting, we are listening.
Yes, yes. I sponsored my younger brother after a very big disappointment from the Nigeria NFA. He played football for Nigeria national team. And under 15 precisely, and they graduated to going to Spain. And the Yoruba coach they got then requested for 350,000 naira for each and every one of the footballers. When my brother called me, I told him that I don't have money. In 2 days' time, I will remit the money for him. By the time I remitted the money for him, he took the money there. They have already sold his post to another Hausa guy. With annoyance, my brother said he will not play ball again. Then he said he will be going to Malaysia. He got to Malaysia. After about some months, he was arrested by the authorities there because he got no papers. You know? After when he got arrested, I got to know about this when he called me. Then I rallied round and I released him. On getting back to Nigeria, somebody who spent about going to 1 year in prison of Malaysia, on getting back to Malaysia, to Murtala Mohammed Airport, there were so many. There were five among them. My brother told me there were five Yoruba boys that were among them. Other people there were Nigerian, were Biafran, Igbos. These Yoruba guys were left to pass Murtala Mohammed, and every one of the Igbos were put in custody. Tell me why. They searched all these guys and collected every dime they were with and took them away without nothing. How can we be one Nigeria? How can they say that we are one Nigeria where they are giving children out to old men for marriage, for Christ's sake? There are so many reasons why we will give international organization, why we want to be alone. That is not our custom. That is not our way of life at all. We don't marry our young children of 12 years to a 70 years old man to be defiled. They are still kids, for Christ's sake. Women are being molested. We are not even free from our, in our own town again. I tell you, I come from Onitsha. Just today, I spoke with my father. I asked my father one simple question. Are there still Alpha people in Onitsha? He told me, yes. All of them are running away from their place. They are coming to Onitsha. I asked my father one particular question. If this thing were happening in our place and we go back to them, what will they do for us? To us, my dad started laughing and said, just to kill everybody. We are never one Nigeria. I tried speaking to the youth of Onitsha today via our homepage. Everything I was saying was sounding to them like a broken record. One thing I said is, I will wait till our transformer get to Nigeria, get to Biafra land, before I will talk to them again. They are just there smiling, suffering and smiling. I got two brothers who are graduates with first class degree. My last brother got first class in public administration and was offered a direct entry to Skybank. They remitted him. They removed him from there. Yoruba people, we are not one Nigeria at all. We have so many reasons. Even without going to war, every reasonable person, we're hacking onto our voice. Every reasonable community must hacking onto our voice. Everybody in Europe, every part of Nigeria, every part of the world, there is no particular place you will not see an Igbo man. Why? Because we are running away from our darling land, which is flowing of milk and honey. I personally, I have donated money for the transformer in Sweden. We did donation last Sunday. I donated, yes.
Hold on, my dear brother. So you are part of us in Sweden, yes?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
I have donated my own money. I will be paying it in this night. I want this transmitter to get home so that our people will be, at least they will open up their brain a little bit. Because we were told that people perish because of lack of knowledge. What we just need there is just orientation. What they need there is just orientation. If we can just I give Radio Biafra just 1 week of being on air in the whole land of Biafra, you will see the whole youth, their brain will be turned. How can the youth be bought with 2 cups of rice? And 250 naira.
That is too much. No, it's a promise of 2 cups. Not 2 cups of rice. It's too expensive. It's a promise of 2 cups of rice.
Why is it like that? I asked my people, for Christ's sake. We are just trying. I posted it on my homepage. Somebody has told me, be careful. Only one of our town's girl, who is a police officer today, told me, Brother Lawrence, I support this thing you are telling us. I try to make these people understand the reason why we are supposed to be left alone. We are not one Nigeria. We speak different language. We have different culture. We have everything different. The way of our life living is just absolutely different from the way other people live. We don't beat women from where we come from. We don't molest children from where we come from. We have respect. Where we come from, the emblem there is home for all. Everybody will be there and be at home.
It's terrible.
Why can't they leave us to be alone? I tell you, if Biafra can be alone, I tell you, my brothers, I will be one of the person that will go back to Africa. What am I doing here? Why should I be in a weather of minus 35 degrees Celsius? Am I crazy? What am I doing here in Sweden? The way we work here, if we can gather it together, all of us talking, and go back to Biafra land, I tell you,
but we are going. We are starting. We don't want to do something or ask people to do something we can't do. We will be the advance party. We will leave. Next year is only a few weeks away. Early months of next year, without a precise date being given, we will commence our own exodus. What I find astonishing is that Biafrans in Germany can buy us 10 times the transmitter we have, and it won't bother them. We are everywhere. Someone says, I'm calling from Mainz. This one is from Meinheim. This one is from Nuremberg. This one is from Frankfurt. We are all over the place. And I'm asking, where does the Germans live if you occupy all these places? Where are the Germans
live? The only thing I am waiting for is for us to get this information to get down to Africa so that we can elaborate them more about the need.
We are going home. Don't worry about that. We are going, and thank you for your call. And I'm happy. So Obi, you can hear now. Obi was messaging me saying, "Is he part of us in Sweden?" Of course he is. He's saying he's part of the family, even if he wasn't before. He's going to be one tonight.
The other person talking about it is Trudy and the Lawrence.
Okay.
I have spoken to the coordinator here, the lady.
Okay. They know you very well. Thank you very much for that, my dear brother. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, we must start to wind down a little bit because we've been on air for about 3 hours and the lines are going. If we stay here, we can take calls for a whole week, a whole month, a whole year. People will still call us. We are here every evening in Germany because we're in Western Europe. If you go to www.radiobiafratomorrowevening.co, I must say, radiobiafra.co tomorrow evening, you'll get us. Evening in Western Europe. It could be your morning, it could be midnight, because those of them now in and around New York, the time now is around about, I think it's about 6 hours behind, maybe five, after five in the evening or so. So depending on where you are. It is 6 p.m. in London, 7 p.m. in Biafra land, and also 7 p.m. in Munich in Germany. That's where we've come to you from today. I don't know if I can get hold of Brother Mamesi to please close the program for us, but we can't. Please, everybody who has called us, those who didn't get through, those with the very important announcements to make, please, we can reserve those for tomorrow, or you go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook. We are the largest Facebook group in the whole of Africa. I believe in the whole world. 155,000 people. and counting. So our message is getting through. Tomorrow is our Tweet Tuesday. People mustn't forget that. We tweet tomorrow. If you don't know how to tweet, go into a Starbucks cafe. Tell them I want to do Twitter. Anything, you can write whatever you like. All you need to do is to put hashtag Indigenous People of Biafra. That's all. Our message will keep spreading. Tomorrow is our Tweet Tuesday. For those of them in Japan, in Malaysia, Indonesia, in the Philippines, for those of you in Thailand, in China, and across that part of the world, in Australia, it is your morning of Tuesday, so you must start tweeting in earnest. Keep tweeting until they close your account down, then you open another one, and continue. It's working. The Jewish Defense League is with us now. They're even tweeting on our behalf. They are tweeting on our behalf, the Jewish Defense League, so that tells you. Very important journalists in the United States are also coming on board. So when you tweet, don't think it's nothing. Anything we ask you to do, just do it and see the result. Anybody that goes through the letter Jonathan wrote, you see that he's been listening to Radio Biafra. Everything we discussed, that is exactly how he put it down. All the defense he used against Obasanjo, everything. Go and listen to Radio Biafra broadcast for the past 2 weeks. Go and read Goodluck Jonathan's letter. Word for word, people listen to us because we have not come to steal or to cheat or to pillage. We have only come to bring about Biafra, and we're going to do it. They have tried us in the past. Unfortunately for them, we survived it. This time we bring hell with us, and there are too many of you who are willing to come. Too many people waiting back home everywhere. This time around the world, we hear about Biafra. Ikechukwu Enyiagu, you must tell all the coordinators to prepare their men and their women for the worldwide protest. That time has come. We are now in 2014. Everywhere in the world where you have Biafrans, we're going to have a protest. You must place every coordinator on alert with immediate effect. Ask them to begin to prepare for the showdown that is to come. Because we are Biafrans, and we must remain without fear in the face of our enemies. We thank you very much wherever you have listened to us from this very day. But before we close, I think I may give Barrister Mamesu the honor to do so, please. Barrister, can you hear me? No, Barrister cannot hear me. He cannot hear me for some reason, so in which case I have to quickly bring the program to an end. I traveled for almost 4.5 hours from Frankfurt to Munich. It's a very long journey. I didn't know this country was this big. 4.5, on a bullet train for that matter. 4.5 hours. It's amazing. This is Radio Biafra. Your people are here, wherever you're listening from. Tell them that we have Biafrans in Germany. They are in everywhere in Germany. And they must do what they can to make sure that Biafra comes as quickly as possible. Once again, we thank you for joining us today. Please tell your friends and your family tomorrow. Tell them to leave everything they're doing once it is 7 p.m. in Biafra land to join Radio Biafra. Once again, we reiterate, as we do on this very radio station, that Biafra is our religion. Biafra is my religion. Because through Biafra, I can worship God in truth and honesty. And here on this radio station is where we worship, and Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will keep, guide, sustain, and bless each and every one of you, including especially the Isaiah Oba family that now have a new baby. But more importantly, God will bless Biafra.